Blog Talk Radio.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. Now the girls have turned the color of an avocado. When he drives down the street in his El Dorado, why, he was only 5'3". Girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. That's New York. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Nope. Not right here. Not like you.
Ah, did the music stop on us? Hey, Matt, listen here. You there, bro?
Yes, sir.
You there, Matt? Okay. Looks like, well, damn it, I was calling Flash there and everything got all messed up, so the music just must have stopped on me, huh?
Yeah, I kind of faded out.
Well, everyone, we'll just pretend like that didn't happen and we'll just get going. But first, we will say...
It's clobbering time!
Just because we like saying. What a mess.
Robbery time.
also, well, what, yeah, I may as well just do the whole nine yards, whatever. Come on, Ruth.
You filthy criminies.
Man, this whole switchboard is wonky.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Welcome, everyone. We'll do it a little bit unorthodox tonight. Hell, that's our middle name. If we have, if we had a middle name. Welcome, everyone, to Clobbering Time, issue number 489. That's right. Someone let me do 488 of these damn things, and they haven't caught on to me yet. But I'm sure they will. Because, after all, I got Fantastic Four cartoon music in the background, and that's a dead giveaway that it's a geek cast, so... Oh, well, Blog Talk Radio, Clobbering Time, Grenache Network, yada, 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 Decker and the Gang, 10 p.m. on Possum Hour, Wednesday nights. Hi, just thanks, Decker. Thanks, Decker, for making me give them the wrong time for your show. I don't know what the hell. Just, I'm so mixed up tonight. I like this tonight when I'm not. Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Possum Hour and the Gang, Decker and the Gang on Possum Hour. Can we start over? No, we can't. Yeah, because that would make us a real show, and we don't want that. So fuck that shit. Man, look, I want to welcome everyone for being here tonight, in spite of my rude behavior and saying bad words really loud. But I think I might do some screaming tonight. I will definitely run it past the our celebrity panel, both Matthew and Flash, to see if they think that would be in order before I just go off and do it. But I think I might. In fact, I'll get their votes right now. Matt and Flash, do you recommend any loud, obnoxious screaming on my part tonight?
Profanity is always in order.
Okay, so you're okay with the loud ones, too, or?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Bad language makes for bad feelings.
Yes, and we have plenty of those tonight. I'm just kidding. Matthew, what about you? You're okay with a little violence? Violence in terms of, audible violence anyway?
Hey, the more profanity, the better, in my opinion.
Ah, thank you, man. So, like, was it? Now that you're back, Mr. Bond, I hope we're going to have some good old-fashioned sex and violence. Well, I certainly hope so, too. I bet you know what movie that's from, don't you, Flasher?
I'm blanking.
It was a blankety-blank movie, so that was, Never Say Never Again.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, you didn't like that one?
No.
I kind of liked it.
Never say watch this again is what I call it.
Never remake. How about never remake Thunderball again?
Exactly.
Which it pretty much was. Welcome Dan Robertson of the Expert Comics website, the excellent site. It's not only expert, it is excellent. And it's far more excellent than anything I've done so far tonight because I've been way off the mark. Of course, nothing new about that is there. Yeah, but anyway, great to see you, Dan, old brother. I don't know. I kind of like Never Say Never Again in a weird sort of way. It's just kind of, it's like there's a Jared Hall, James Bond at that point. But
you're being kind by saying Jared Hall, James Bond.
Yeah. Well, you know what? No, he still didn't look as old as Moore did in View to a Pill.
Oh, my God.
Was it terrible or what? Ugh.
By the time Moore finished his run, he looked like Dame Judith Dench.
Oh, man. That's pretty bad. So I was about to say the time she finished hers, she looked a lot like Roger Moore.
I think she is Roger Moore. I think Roger's SAG membership expired and he was too cheap to renew it.
Oh, shit. God, it was... Yeah, he started looking bad, really, with Octopussy, which, despite the title, wasn't all that terrible a movie. It's just it's really an embarrassing title. You can't take it seriously, can you?
The title is too much, and I'm not a fan of the movie either. I think it actually ended up on my on my worst list.
Really, Octopussy?
I think it did.
For that title, for that title, it deserves it. So there's no defending it. I mean, you walk to the fucking theater, and I gotta ask for a ticket to Octopussy.
Say the James Bond movie.
Yeah, I don't want to say Octopussy. Of course, actually, I did want to say it because I was a mature kid at the time and did say it like five times. But that's beside.
If you're asking for a ticket to a movie called Octopussy, it is 3 a.m. in Times Square and
yes.
in a rather disreputable theater.
Exactly. What a fucked up title. Oh, shit. And again, for your eye bags only, a lot of people like that one. I didn't really think that much of that one.
Yeah. I think it's a shame that the title Octopussy was already taken because it's just perfect for a Lifetime movie about the Octomom.
Yeah, well, they should just go ahead and do it anyway. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, absolutely. I mean, it was taken from a short story. I think it was taken from a James Bond short story by Ian Fleming. But how we got on dumb James Bond titles and old James Bond actors, I don't know. But we did, and that's what we do here. And we're not proud of it. We just do it. Yeah, we're never proud of things around here. We just do them, right? Isn't the way it works?
I have a friend that says we're like it's like Eaton Park here. I don't know if you know what Eaton Park is. It's a restaurant based out of Pittsburgh. It's
I don't know that.
But he says you never plan on going to Eaton Park. You just kind of end up there.
Oh, okay. There you go. We kind of end up doing a lot of things around here. So. There you go, and, you know, what could you say? Now, some people call it Never Say Never Again, Never Say Roger Moore Again, but I don't even know. where are you? Well, Matthew, what's up, my brother?
Nothing much. Yeah.
Yeah? Are you still endeavoring to possibly do podcasting again one of these days, bringing it back on your website? Are you doing your website thing or what?
You know, I don't know. I sort of hit the point where I'm like, hey, you know, hell with it. Screw it. It's just getting so to the point now where I can't even, you know, get it together anymore. It's like, eh, hell with it.
Nah, well, look, you're always welcome here, my brother. And anytime you got anything you want to talk about, my airwaves are yours, such as they are. So
I appreciate it.
So anytime, man. A bit of a treat for you tonight. Even though you didn't see it yet, you get to hear me sort of beat up on an X-Men movie.
I like it. I like where this is going so far.
although not as bad as I would have any of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Flash, I might understand neither one of you have seen the new film X-Men Days of Future Futile Passivity or whatever it's called.
You would be correct.
Okay, neither one of you got out of the house to go see that one, did you?
No.
Okay.
Not even if you bring it to me.
Really, you wouldn't even watch it then, would you?
No.
I bet Matt would watch it if you brought it to him. You'd like watch it if it were in front of you, wouldn't you, Matt? Oh
sure. Yeah.
Right.
See, with the X-Men movies, with me, it's like screw me once, shame on you. Screw me twice, ain't gonna happen.
Look, I
screw
went
me
first
five
three times.
Shame on everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw me five times, ain't gonna happen.
I went the first three times, and then that was it. And I don't even know why I went that many times. And then, I guess I caught Origins on cable, Wolverine Origins on cable. And I don't even know how I sat through all of it. It's so fucking shitty. And then I never could sit through all of X-Men No Class because I got tired of people telling me how good it was. And I'm going, yeah, but I still have to excuse that this is not the first class of the X-Men, and I don't want it. This group is not the X-Men to me. They're not the original group. I can't take it. You just forget about them. I don't want to. Well, I didn't watch The Wolverine. I've not seen. So those are the two I haven't seen, No Class and The Wolverine. Everyone loves to talk about how good. And I'm not saying I won't watch those at some point. I'm like, man, I just don't want to go out of my way to see it. I mean, these no matter what happens now, it's going to be Bryan Singer stuff. So the other night, and Matt, look, you and I kind of talked about it. You even said at some point you might just out of curiosity go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both kind of like at some point said, yeah, but I don't feel like going to the trouble. Is that kind of the way you were about it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how I was. And then the other night, the weather must have decided it needed to give me an excuse or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because we flood fairly easily at this crap box I live in with two entrances of it. And I had a truck until this past week, and I could usually barely get through in my truck. But in the new car that we have now for, you know, economy reasons, you can't do it. It's just not possible. You have to wait a few hours for the water to go down. And so Jonathan and I have to work. We're sitting around eating in a restaurant. We're going, well, look, this is going to be a while before that water goes down. You want to go to a movie? I said, oh, okay, it's at least an excuse to go to a movie. You don't want to go very often. Well, what the hell, go kill a couple hours. And then I'm like, but what's there playing? And he says, well, we could go see Cap, but Cap's not playing. If Cap had been playing, it would have been Cap again. He said, what about How to Train Your Dragon 2? And I said, I haven't seen the first one yet. I hear it's good. I want to see it. But I want to see the first one before we see the second one. So, okay. Well, what is there to see? And I said, oh, shit. It just popped in there. And there's something with the X-Men on the title that's supposed to be an X-Men movie. I said, this will give me an excuse to at least have the info on it. And he was amiable. He was like, he's more indifferent than either one of us. He doesn't really care much for the X-Men movies either. They just don't really bother him that much, Matt, like they do you and me. So he's like, whatever, okay, we'll just go see that. All right. That's have you ever gone to a movie when you were that enthused about it, which means not at all? Have ever?
Oh, I have. Yeah,
you have?
Yeah,
so sometimes you'll do it. I mean, if in this case, it wasn't like I was being dragged to it. It's like, well, there's really nothing in it. I mean, there was nothing out I could think of that I would want to go see or that I could sit through. Because at least I'm going to get something out of watching one of those shitty X-Men movies. It may not be something good, but I'm going to get something, right? So I go, all right, look, it's a comic book movie. I'll be able to see it, then I'm going to talk about it on the show. And I know that my buddy Matt will you were the first one I thought of, Matt. I was like, man, I got to let him know that I'm sitting about to watch this crap.
So now you've gone to the position I'm in where I go to see a movie and I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly, man. Hey, dude, that's right. I'm thinking of you when I go see it, buddy. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, look, I'll be able to go review it or whatever. Well, and again, if they wouldn't name these things after classic comic book stories, that would be a big help to me. Because, like, look, you know, they're literally like, it's just like this stupid Age of Ultron coming up. And even though, you know, unlike you guys, you know, I like that Last Avengers movie. I'm like, oh, good God, why are you calling it Age of Ultron? Just because it's based on a stupid Marvel series that's kind of current, and it's nothing to do with that comic, but you're just using the title. It's meaningless. Well, this has still a resemblance to the classic comic book story, Days of Future Past. You might make the case that it's a little bit closer, certainly more, it's closer to that story than that shitty X-Men 3 is to the Dark Phoenix saga.
Yep.
And let's face it, it's pretty easy to make a movie better than X-Men 3, isn't it?
Yes.
But Flash and Matt, what does it say to you that, and again, by the way, I don't really hate the movie, but I'm very critical of it. I don't really hate it that much. But what does it say to you that the part I found most entertaining in this movie contained a character that I fucking hate? I hate Quicksilver. It's well known in comic book geek lore that this jackass Michelangelo hates the fuck out of Quicksilver. Pietro Maximoff jackass shithead. Worst, most obnoxious dick, slowest speedster in comics, cunt, jackass, I hate him. And he stole Crystal from Johnny Storm. Fucking hate him. And his scene, and again, Matt, I think, Matt, you said you've heard, his scene's the most entertaining part of the whole goddamn movie.
Which, you know, that's what I said on Facebook. I'm like, how bad does your movie have to be that a character like Quicksilver, one of the lamest characters of all time, is the most praised part of your movie? If Quicksilver is the only thing you get right, you got real problems.
Yeah. And obviously it didn't look like him or anything, but, you know, they have a pretty cool scene with him in it. And they even had – we don't care about spoilering and shit, do we? No, of course we don't.
No.
No, that, you know,
it's already spoiled.
You're on your own. Yeah, it spoils. Comes pre-spoiled, like I like to say. Here's the real, you know what, I think the biggest criticism I have with this film, actually, Matt, is the fact that for everything that's kind of okay that sort of grabs you, It pulls you. It's oh, you're always pulled right back out by the bad direction of Bryan Singer, and all the Bryan Singer trappings. Because this movie, even if you could try to detach yourself from the other movies, and go, well, okay, the acting's a little bit better than this one. It's just like a. I don't know. It's not. I think you ever have one of those things where because the movie isn't bad as a few other ones, you lose a little perspective and go, well, at least it's not as bad as those other ones. So does that mean it's good? I don't think it's good. It's just not as bad as the. I mean, how are you going to be worse than the third one?
But it's still. I don't give a pass on that. If it's
I don't either.
Bad.
No. I know, but I'm just saying they're worse ones. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Still not
yeah.
as bad as the third one.
Yeah.
But it's still so much. Anytime you kind of want to go, look, I want to be fair. I want to just, I'm going to turn all that shit off. And if I can like the movie on any level, I'm going to try. Just because I want to be fair, because you don't want to be accused of, you went in biased. Well, okay, maybe I did. But the fact is, it's really, I don't know, it's supposed to be something that's, superheroes, fuck's sake. You got guys who can do all these amazing things, and you put them in a boring story.
Now, is that the key to why you liked Quicksilver? Because these movies are so boring, and we've seen this franchise for years and years and years and years. All the characters in there are boring. Singer is a generic director. He has no real style. He has no style. I mean, there are directors who have a style. I mean, even Tim Burton, like him, hate him, whatever, he has a style. You can usually recognize his style. even Abrams, you know, God forbid, has a style.
Right.
All good directors have a style, something they you know, that stands out.
Even bad ones do.
Yeah, he has nothing. He has nothing. He's paint by the numbers. He set the camera up. There's no imagination.
Right.
He can't tell a story to save his ass. And maybe this Quicksilver character is just, my God, after years and years of just seeing this same old tired nonsense, maybe it was, you know, it was like, hey, here's something new, finally.
Well, yeah, because you have big budget screen effects devoted to a speedster doing speedster type things. And actually, also, you have, I think, at least whoever's writing this thing was Singer, probably understood some of the things that they, was it Peter David or Kurt Busiek? I remember David. They did something with Quicksilver, as much as I couldn't stand the character. It was something they started doing with him later in later years where we explained why he was such a prick. And part of this, that story was that everyone moves so slow compared to him that he's no patience with anything. And so they showed from his perspective some scenes where how slow the world is to him. And that was, I'll credit Singer whom or whomever, that's what people are raving about. The scene is pretty, I mean, you've seen it in comics a bunch, but you've never really seen it to this extent in a movie. So, and it was well done, so I guess I'm crediting Singer on that. And that's why everyone's talking about, oh, the Quicksilver Zoom was pretty cool. I didn't know that until you told me, Matt, that everyone's saying it was really good. But it was, it was entertaining, but it was brief.
Now, is this the scene, I've actually accidentally, and I mean accidentally, is this where he's, like, everything is stopped around him and he's just running? Okay, I've seen it, yeah.
Well, actually, when they first meet him also, they're in his house and he's got all kind of shit in his house that he's stolen from everywhere, you know, because he's a little creep, criminal, and he's got a Pong machine. You want an example? And this is a nitpicky kind of just, well, you know, it's one of those just for spite that you throw, that I'm really throwing Singer under the bus on. See, as you know, Wolverine gets sent back to 1973, and I'll backtrack on how he does in a minute. But some of the cliched shit Singer does, like the first fucking, I wanted to get up and piss on the fucking movie screen. First thing you see when he wakes up in 1973, is guess what? A lava lamp. Oh, Jesus, you didn't. When I saw it, I said, you didn't. A lava lamp. Oh, this is the past. We have to make everyone show right away. It's 1970. Why don't you just show a picture of Nixon? or something else stupid and just, yeah, we get it. It's 1973. Like, you don't have to fucking beat us over the head with a lobber lamp the first scene. We get it. A lava lamp, it's just so cornball. It's like, dude, and again, I know it's a nitpick, but I'm being mean because Singer's a puss, and so I like being mean to him.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah. There should have been like a fucking keep on trucking, you know, bumper sticker and shit. Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, look, you don't really have to convince us it's 1973. We don't really care. And I know, because everyone had a lava lamp. I never had one. Did you? You might have, but Jesus
Christ.
I still
have one.
And I love lava lamps, but really, 1973, so you have to throw that out there. It's way earlier than that anyway.
Yeah, I still have one down in my pub.
Oh, God.
I do.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. So
it's not from 73. But.
No, but I love those things, but still, you know, I guess because I love The Prisoner. But anyway, so this thing is set up, as you all know, they're fighting Sentinels in the future, similar to the comic. And that's one of the few similarities. If they're in the future, they're trying to send someone back in time to change the past, because that's never happened in movies, ever, does it?
Never.
No, we never see that coming. And right from get-go, I'm like, look, I like that comic, but is this really an idea for a fucking X-Men movie? You know, time travel, really? I mean, you're boring me. I'm automatically bored at the premise. I like that comic. I still think for this movie, it's a dopey idea.
I think it was probably just a way for them to bring every cast member together that they could.
Right. Well, they wanted Michael Fassbender and they wanted James McAvoy.
They want their cake and eat it too.
Well, yeah, they wanted those two guys. You're right, and then they wanted Patrick Stewart and Nasir McKellen. But they also realized, look, we can't really have an action-packed movie with these two old farts anymore. You know, which I guess is fair, I guess. And now, before I go any further, I hope you two guys are sitting down.
Oh, I am. I'm lazy.
Are you ready for your surprise, Matt?
I'm ready.
All right. Who is it? There's a guy you guys are probably pretty familiar with that hates the living fuck out of the whole reboot philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I squawked about it for Spider-Man, and I still think it was a shitty idea. You know what I think about it for the FF, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there was, I'm gonna tell you why I think in one case something should have been a reboot, and that's this: X-Men. Starting with X-Men First Class, how in the fuck does every goddamn thing ever made that doesn't need a reboot get one? And the one thing that needs it more than anything ever in the history of fucking cinema is the X-Men, and it doesn't get one. Right there at First Class, because people say how good it is, and I believe it may have been well made and all that stuff. I know it wasn't Singer. But just imagine if it had just started off with the original group and said, fuck the movies in the ad. You could still have Wolverine. Because he's old, right? I know, because you got to have Wolverine everywhere, and I know he made a cameo in First Class. So, shocker to you guys, is this is the one time I think a fucking movie series should have been rebooted.
I am shocked, but I'm pleased to hear it, because, yeah, it should have been rebooted a long time ago.
But at least with First Class, right? I mean, could they have started there, and how, you know?
Well, I think the problem is First Class didn't exactly set the world on fire.
I understand that.
It did okay box office, nothing. So I think they just said, oh shit, bring in the old franchise again.
I guess. You're probably right. But, I mean, the reason why I think a reboot works here is because a reboot should only really be needed. It's like when you reboot your computer because it's fucking up. Some things, yeah. And again, as much as I don't like what they did with the Spider-Man reboot, I could kind of see it. I really see it, and I know we've all ragged on the Sam Raimi crap. Sam Raimi fucked that shit up. So I don't like what Mark Webb did, but I can understand it. I kind of squawked about it at first, but I'm going to go ahead and say I can kind of see the philosophy there. You can understand it with the Batman, with Batman Begins, obviously. But for the most part, it's so unnecessary. But I think the most necessary it's ever been of comic book movies is X-Men. But now we're stuck with shit. Because every time you kind of want to like Days of Future Past, it reminds you that it's Singer shit. For example, when it's back in the 70s at least, other than Wolverboy, who's really a wimpy pussweed in this movie, let's be honest. Well, he's supposed to be a bone to the bat, to to the bloodthirsty fanboys, he doesn't really do any Wolverine shit that they like in this one. He's got bone claws and all this kind of horse shit. He's kind of a pushover. But every time they show the future shit that's going on, you're like, well, it's hard to get kind of wrapped up in the thing, because every time we go back to it, we realize that if when he puts everything right, we're going to be stuck with the Singerverse X-Men. And they're boring. And they suck. And Bolivar Trask is a midget. Did you know that, Flash, by the way?
I don't even know who that is.
I just came out of nowhere and I forgot about that.
Yeah, Bolivar Trask is the character from the
yeah, the
old
guy from
comic
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but I mean in the mythology he created the Sentinels. He's the doctor
right.
that creates the Sentinels that attacks the X-Men that hates mutants.
Okay.
In this he's a midget.
Oh, was he not in the comic?
No, he was just a normal
guy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he was normal in this. Just normal.
So, yeah.
Normal.
I didn't mean it that way.
Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but he cast the midget.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is he? I mean, by the way, that actor's pretty good. I have nothing against him.
Yeah, Peter
Dinklage. He did a good job. Yeah, good actor. But I was like, why is he a midget? I don't understand. I mean, what did you just, fuck it. I mean, okay. I guess.
Just roll with it.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Matt, you're the kind of guy that I'm going to be like you on this one. I'm going to be like, yeah, okay, it doesn't matter. And if the guy's good in it, fine, I don't really care about a change mm-hmm. like that. And I don't. I'm just noting it because it's funny. I'm like, well, it's amazing.
It's just,
right.
It's kind of a strange, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to, like, say, oh, now this character is a woman. It's, like, a completely on this other different level to say, oh, now they're a midget. It's just
yeah,
a strange, you know...
Yeah, it's a little... and in this day of character changes,
yeah.
it's not something I'm like mad at. Like, how dare they do that to Bolivar? Who gives a fuck about Bolivar Trask? I was just like,
yeah.
He's a midget. What? I was like, maybe I'm senile. And I forgot.
See, but
that he
but does it make him hard to be intimidated by him? That's the question.
You know, it doesn't because of the performance.
Ah, well, he is pretty scary in Game of Thrones, so.
Yeah, he's pretty scary midget because he's got a mustache and he's got a 70s hair. So,
right.
He's a 70s midget, man. That's really scary.
Now, that's really scary. Porn star mustache and everything.
Hey, he's Michelito Loveless.
Yes.
Billy Barty.
Yeah, or yep. Billy Barty. But I like Michael Dunn better, personally. Nothing against Billy, but Michael Dunn was a genius. This guy's the greatest actor since Michael Dunn.
True.
Apparently, huh?
I never in a million years thought I would ever hear that sentence.
No, you... Well, let's face it. Let's be honest. When you think great midget actor, it stops with Michael Dunn, doesn't it?
I would have expected Carrie, I have bad news for you, there are gargoyles living in your attic before I would have heard this guy's the best midget actor since Michael Dunn.
He's
are
not a midget actor. He's an actor, okay?
He's an actor.
Sorry.
Who happens
Sorry.
To be a midget. Who happens to be mm-hmm. a midget. We're not knocking midgets. I mean,
no.
But
no, I have lots of midget friends.
Really? I don't know if I know any,
no,
but I would be friends.
No.
Okay, well,
no,
yeah.
I don't know any midgets either. That's
the PC
that's something
game
to think about.
No, you should. You'd better go out and meet some.
Yeah,
but
do.
Seriously, I mean, in all seriousness, do we know one even on a? Do we know of any that have the notoriety of Michael Dunn? Who was? I mean, the guy was really great.
Hunters.
Yeah, that's true. But he sucks. So Michael Dunn's way better actor than that fuckhead.
Okay.
Who?
And Tom Cruise said, no, he's a way worse midget actor. Adam Sandler's a midget actor, right?
How about Stallone?
Who's like three that's true. He's 3 feet tall.
He's three apples high.
Yeah, again, you keep... I said actor.
Yeah, we need an actor.
I guess... He's a member of the Screen Actors Guild, but other than that, it's
an actor.
An actor.
So,
Matt, again, and there's all kind of Singer crap at the opening of this thing when they're in the future and they're being attacked by the Sentinels, yeah. and these weird T-1000 type Sentinels,
mm-hmm.
and it look really stupid. Well, and again, it's a Singer movie, so you expect things to look stupid. And there's this
yeah.
guy catching fire and blursting in the flame. Matt, I totally forgot about Sunspot for some reason because he looked just like the Human Torch in those shitty Fantastic Four movies. He was
right.
He looked just like the Human Torch. So I'm like, what the fuck? I said, is that Pyro or something? He can't do that. So I was at a loss. I didn't realize it was Sunspot.
Well, there's the problem. You can't tell these damn characters apart because they're in these crappy costumes.
Right, they're not even in costumes. They're like weird black motocross outfits like the other movies. So that adds to the blandness because they can't have costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I never was big on New Mutants, so I forgot all about Sunspot. So I'm like, what the fuck, is he supposed to be the Human Torch or something? He really just acted like him. And, you know, I thought, what's her name? Oh, God, it was Blink was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually...
I love the actress's name. Who played?
What's her name?
Oh, was it Fun Fun Bing Bing or something? Which is an awesome
name.
Wow,
really? Oh, yeah. Well, she was...
There's a mutant named Blink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blink.
Yeah, yes. She can warp...
Is there one named Yawn and Sneeze and...
Yes, he directed
Hiccup
the movie.
Hiccup and...
Yeah, they're the producers.
Easy.
Okay.
It was produced by Yawn. But yeah, you got but again, everything about the movie's bland, man. I mean, at least you know what? You almost want to give points to X-Men 3 for being so bad that it's like the Room of comic book movies almost. No, that's the Hulk. Hi, Mark. Hi, Magneto. Stop, you're tearing me apart, Gene. You bitch.
Don't touch me, motherfucker. Get out of here.
They're all going to be Tommy Wiseau mutants.
That's Tommy Wiseau is a
danger.
It's
called the Danger Room.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Four. That might be on a Flash Brilliant, because that may
that's
be on
a mic
level
drop
with.
Right there.
Oh, I think that's a Matt drop. You're better at those than me, Matt. Remember when we brilliantly came up with our dolphin conspiracy? That writes up
dolphin
there.
Conspiracy, the ongoing dolphin conspiracy.
Yes, that no one seems to catch.
They're
up
responsible
to,
for the X-Men
movie.
You know that, right?
They are. Well, I mean, look, we're pretty sure that Bryan Singer molests dolphins.
Yes.
underage ones. Whoa, that probably shouldn't have been said.
Now,
I probably shouldn't have said that.
You can't prove that.
Dolphins can, though. It's a good thing, it's a good thing nobody listens. Because we... Man, we're in trouble with the Dolphins lobby now. The Dolphin lobby.
I'm surprised they haven't pulled their powers and got you canceled at some point.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. They probably... They're so smart, they like... See, a lot of people don't understand that conspiracy... Like, people who are behind all these serious world conspiracists... Conspiracy theorists always look so insane, they throw the people off the scent. People feel like, well, you tinfoil hat wearers are so out there and so nutty that we need those tinfoil hat people because they really make us look like we're innocent.
Maybe the dolphins did something to block up the waterways down in Louisiana, which forced the flooding, which forced you to go to the movie, and which forced you to unravel yourself here on Clobbering Time. Now they got you.
So you're thinking the Dolphins wanted me to see that movie?
Of course they did.
Wow.
Wow.
Fucking Dolphins. I mean,
that's
look,
a whole new wrinkle to everything.
Look, after Sharknado, would you put anything past them?
No.
You bastards.
Look what they're doing to the sharks. So it's only fair they do it to the mutants.
Sharks. I mean.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'll tell you what. This another thing I want to know. Matt, because you know Matt, I'd be willing to bet that you know a lot more about X-Men lore than me, because I stopped reading the friggin' comics.
Right. Probably for the best.
Around 1984 or three. Flash, I don't know if you stopped fairly early on like I did.
I never started.
Oh, you never read X-Men comics? Okay.
Nah.
I mean, I did, but I don't know, man. I just never. I think Punk Storm was one of the biggest reasons I quit. I fucking hate Punk Storm. And by the way, since you like Punk Storm, Matt, she's
I
in
do.
The and she's Punk Storm.
Is she really?
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
Well, she's got the punk hair anyway in the future.
Right.
In the future. So in the future, they're having this big fight with these Terminators. I mean, Sentinels. And somehow, Kitty Pryde has weird mind meld powers. That can send your mind back in time.
Yes.
Your mind. And into your body of that time period. And for some fucking reason, Well, I know the reason, because this is shitty, dumb writing. They can't just say, well, look, Professor X has the most powerful mind ever. Send his ass back to his own, send modern-day Professor X back to, you know, old-day Professor X, and then you have your problem solved. His mind should, but somehow they had to come up with some kind of fucking reason to say, well, no, if we do that, the body can't, you know, no body is, if you have to be invulnerable to have your mind from the future transposed with your mind from the past.
Right.
Why do you have to be physically invulnerable? The only reason is so it has to be fucking Wolverine.
We need it to be Wolverine, exactly.
Right. Give me another reason why. Why would it fucking affect your body? If you, especially, who's got the most powerful mind on the planet? Professor X.
Yeah.
So, but we can't do that because it's not fanboy fun if you do that. So they had to come up with this horseshit, like, hey, Wolverine's the only one that can stand it. Oh, and as soon as they did it, Jonathan laughed at me because I went, ugh, yeah, here we go. Wolverine. It's all about Wolverine. Bub. Oh, and he said bub once. I heard a collective fanboy orgasm when he said it, too.
Did he?
He actually said bub in this movie once.
Oh.
With Magneto. Yeah, but you've done a long time, bub. And when I heard him say bub, you could hear fanboys, Wolverine fanboys squealing the world over.
They were all.
He's never said it.
Yeah.
The others?
I don't think so. He may have once or twice.
I never thought about that.
He was good. He might be like good for one Bubba movie.
Yeah.
And this was it. But I don't remember it in any of the other ones. I guess.
I don't
know. But I definitely remember it in this one. He called Bub. He called Bub, and I'm like, oh wow. So again, it was like cringe. Like, I guess because of the singer, and I'm looking for shit to pick on him about. I'm like, fuck you with your Wolverine horse shit. So the plot is to send Wolverine back in time to his 1973 asshole self, and so he could to prevent Mystique from killing Bolivar Trask. That's your whole damn plot right there.
Yeah.
Because if she kills Bolivar Trask, then that sets in motion all the mutant hatred and all this crap, and that leads us to day. So that's skeletal of the original story.
Mm-hmm.
But, Matt, the original story, wasn't it Kitty Pryde that went back into the past?
It was.
But we can't have that now, because she's not as popular as Wolverine.
No.
So how can she mind meld somebody's mind back into the past anyway? Do you know why? I don't know why.
Is that what she does in this movie?
Yes. She performs – they're holding off this big attack, this final assault by the Terminators – I mean, Sentinels. And they're
right.
You know, so the deal is she has to send his mind back to his 1973 self, and then he has to go stop the whole mission is to stop Mystique from killing Bolivar Trask to change the future, because these guys are great writers. And so it's her like touching Wolverine's head and somehow using some kind of now, could you explain to me why Kitty Pryde can do that?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's no.
Impossible. I suppose I think I saw somebody say maybe on one of the comments or something like trying to make an excuse for it, basically, that, you know, her phasing powers had grown so advanced that she's able to phase them through time.
I could see Professor X maybe being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why Kitty Pryde? God. So right now you can see while I'm watching the movie, I'm like, all right, Jesus fucking Christ. This movie is written by 8-year-olds. Because they don't care. It's directed by a dope. Who'd rather be... never mind. I almost did it again with the singer. I almost talked about what he would rather be doing. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's evil. All right. So he sends Wolver Boy back to his other self, and wackiness ensues when all of a sudden he goes to the mansion. And again, it goes back to kind of the singer stuff. The guy playing young Hank McCoy is okay. And apparently the Beast can control – he's got this drug that helps him control his transformations, which is just an excuse for him to not be blue and furry the whole time.
Right.
Because we don't want a guy to be blue and furry the whole time for some reason.
No.
We can't have that. Guy was
That'd
pretty
be
good.
Silly.
You know, he was, yeah, it'd be, just be awful. So anyway, he goes to young Professor X, talk him into we got to stop Mystique. Raven, they're calling her Raven, and she's going to become Mystique of the future. And to do this, they decide they have to free Magneto from the Pentagon. He's in a plastic jail cell under the Pentagon for killing JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Yes. And, it was kind of an almost amusing line when he said, kill JFK. He said, well, how else do you expect a bullet that can go all over the place like that? Yeah, but, yeah. So then they need help getting him out of there, so that's when they go get Quicksilver. Pietro. And I'm calling Peter for some reason. Can't even say his name because I don't know why. Pietro. So that scene was pretty good. But really what's stupid about it is, it's like, all right, do we really think that Magneto's going to help them? So breaking him out didn't do jack shit. He just turns into old Magneto and turns into a bad guy again and all this other kind of horseshit. And by the way, he says he didn't kill JFK. He was trying to save him because JFK was a mutant. And somebody fucked with his powers while he was trying to save him and the bullets got...
Oh, my God.
JFK was a mutant?
Yes, according to Magneto.
Oh, my God.
These strange changes coming about me when I hit 18.
Yeah. I have the mutant ability to become, to have sex with starlets.
Oh, hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you? Ask not what you can do for your country, you stupid fuck.
Yes, Harvey.
Highly, Harvey. Don't shoot me or nothing, motherfucker. The grassy knoll has got some guns over there. Stop them. The fuck?
That may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
You know, I've heard a lot of dumb things in my life.
There are times in the movie. Huh? He's a fucking mute. Well, whatever, but wow. So, yeah, he was one of them, so he had to die.
Oh.
Yes, sir. There you go. I liked it better when they just said Magneto killed him.
Yeah.
And then they had to do that. That made more sense. But no, he's got to be a fucking yellow trying to save me. He's one of ours. All right. So, by the way, you know who's all of a sudden, for some reason, Jonathan Stryker is working for Trask.
Mm-hmm.
So he, a young Stryker's in this movie. When they end up, and again, I'm not, fuck spoilers in the face, this movie's so dumb. There's a scene at the end that has some really cool effects where Magneto lifts a whole fucking, but I digress, let me start. Nixon in this movie, I've now seen three movies where Nixon, three things where Nixon has been in it, and two of them are superhero movies, Watchmen and this, and the Doctor Who episode, remember Doctor Who, the Impossible Astronaut?
Yeah.
This was the worst of the three Nixons I've seen in all these things. This guy looked about as much. I mean, I guess they didn't call him Nixon, but he was Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like Paul Giamatti in really weird makeup, but it wasn't Paul Giamatti. He just looked stupid. I mean, the guy in Watchmen looked kind of phony. And actually, the guy in Doctor Who that played him did a good job, but he was kind of weird looking. But
yeah.
Well, he said, I make my enemies list, and it's going to be the mutants. Let's kill all those sons of bitches.
Jefferson?
Yes. Kill those damn mutants. Traska. So the guy didn't even try to sound like Nixon. He just looks stupid. But anyway, at the end of the fucking thing, Mystique gets turned into turned good. She does the right thing and stops Magneto and shit. So... I'm trying to think. What was another bitching point? Where were I? Because that's something I really hated. It was really fucking lame. Stryker now does not. Wolverine gets knocked a bazillion miles out into the water, of course, into an ocean or some shit. So he gets dredged up later, and Stryker is apparently about to get him. You know, because the authorities are asking, what do you want to do with, you know, have his body and shit, Wolverine? And Stryker turns out to be Mystique. and basically it's it is insinuated that he doesn't get the adamantium, or he doesn't become Weapon X, apparently. So I guess he's going to have bone claws forever. I guess. So no adamantium for Wolverine. Because the movie just never explains shit, because it figures it doesn't have to. Fanboys are already wanking off, because you got all these shots in the future that they cut to every now and then of them fighting stupid Sentinelators or whatever. And fans are going to wank to that, seeing characters getting killed left and right. Again, you don't get to see Colossus do anything interesting. You get to see him, you go, great, it's Colossus, he gets fucking killed. You know, you get to see Storm get a few, great, it's Storm, she gets killed. You know, you get to see, it's just dull. It's not interesting at all. All of a sudden, it worked. They changed the future. So that alternative timeline gets wiped out, and we end up back at the mansion. And all of a sudden, Wolverine is walking around the mansion, and you see all of the, apparently it's still the same time that they were in, but it's all been altered, and he's the only one. They told him at the beginning, you'd be the only one that'll remember it, which wasn't true, because Professor X remembers it. But we see Cyclops and Jean Grey and all these people, you know, all the people from the other movies, and that scene just reminds you, like, how terrible these Singer X-Men movies are, because you see them all, and you're like, okay, none of you people are really well cast in these movies, and you see Beast, Kelsey Grammer Beast for a second. You see them all, and you're like, wait a minute, this is the future, and it's just, I don't know, it's just like, okay, you put everything, you basically erased X-Men 2 and 3, which is fine, they're crap. You erased them, but you still didn't do anything, because you're still the Singer X-Men verse when it comes down to it. You guys see where I'm coming from on that? I just made the movie even worse for me. And I didn't really hate it that much until I started talking about it more. Is that
now,
kinda...
now you hate it. Now, never mind. Now I hate it.
Never mind. This
it.
Sucks.
It's sort of like it's not really. I can't work up a lot of hate for it. I just think it's kind of dopey. I mean, watch it one day, Matt, and just tell me if you. I think you'll think, well, it's not as awful as 3, but it's still. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty awful, didn't it? What is your review of the review, Flash? I mean,
it sounds stressful. It sounds like torture to me, because I'm not an X-Men fan anyway. Never have been. Never
right.
Will be.
Oh, okay.
I have no interest in the X-Men whatsoever. I mean, zero.
And okay.
So yeah, I think they're all crap. Just because I just don't like the comic or the franchise. So I just enjoy hearing somebody rip it apart, because. You know, I tried, you know, I've read a couple of X-Men comics in my life, but I always found them, like, really boring and just too many damn characters crammed in. I'm like, who's this and who's that? And I also found it to be a little preachy at times.
Yeah.
You know, a little preachy, a little heavy-handed, you know, a little too heavy for my taste. So, yeah, not a fan. I get it. You don't have to beat me over the head with it, all right?
Well, Matt, on the other hand, is a huge fan. What do you think from what you heard there, Matt?
Well, it sounds like everything that I feared and more. So, you know, you saved me 2.5 hours. What can I say?
Well, watch it one day, I guess, if you have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
But don't say, don't go out of your way.
Yeah.
But what are you hearing from? I mean, you're hearing a lot of people going nuts over it, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people who went to see it, and they came out with big boners. It's like, okay.
Wow.
Because, you know, because these are the same people that go and see Transformers and come out and say, oh, you know, awesome.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. But, yeah, I've been seeing that a lot, too. And I'm like, yeah, you know. But, again, I'm telling you, I'm not entirely on those people's case, only from the sense that there have been times when I've seen things that were, my expectations were so in the gutter that when I walked out not throwing up, I'd be like, maybe I liked it. And I would have to further analyze it and see a movie to really get a good perspective on it, because you get your expectations into the fucking gutter. And you're like, was that good, or was it just not as bad as I thought it was going to be? I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but that does happen to me sometimes. I'll admit it.
I can't do that. I can't put my expectations in the gutter, because if my expectations are in the gutter, I'm not going.
Right, but I'm Yeah.
Massive. So I can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch things for review purposes sometimes. I mean, and look, if there was a time, if it was a comic book related movie, no matter what I think about comic related movies, I felt like I had to see it. I know it sounds stupid, but I felt like I needed to see it. Which is my
felt like you'd get kicked out of the union if you didn't go.
I felt like I just wanted to see it to be able to rag on it. I know, because remember, I'm an evil prejudger who's negative and hates everything. That's what I get. So I guess I kind of want to see it to talk about it. I guess because it's a comic book movie, I have an interest in it.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's almost like a professional interest. That's the only reason I can give you for going to see shit like the first Ghost Rider. I can't give you a good reason other than that. I literally went because it was a movie about Ghost Rider, and there'd never been one. I was like, I'll go watch it. I didn't watch the second piece of trash.
I've gotten very bitchy and selective about when I go to a movie anymore. We used to go like every weekend. The crowd that I hung out with in high school, that's what we did. You know, every Friday night we were at the Robinson Grand, which is this grand old theater, not these old crappy, you know, cineplexes. And man, we saw some pretty shit. You know, we saw some pretty bad shit because we just went just to go. But now I'm just, you know, now that it's, you know, pretty much just me or me and Matt, or occasionally my wife will go. She doesn't go that often. I've gotten really selective. You know, I'm like, it's so easy to watch a movie now.
Yeah.
In just a couple of months. It used to be,
right.
I better go watch it because it'll be a year before it's out on home video or something like
right.
that. But now I don't have to, so that kind of weighs into my decision. So I'm like, I'll catch it when it comes out on DVD.
Well, yeah, and I get that. Look, I go maybe 2-4 times a year at the max to theaters, though.
That's probably me too, yeah.
I mean,
very rare.
And when I see something I love, like Captain, I'll see multiple times. They're not counting that. I'm talking about, like, how many movies individually I go see. For example,
right.
I loved Cap. I saw this. I actually had to watch Spidey on a download. I never got a chance to see it in the theater. But Godzilla I went to see. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes I'm looking forward to. I can't name you another movie coming out. I mean, there might be something, but I can't name you one that I'm like, I got to go see that.
Yeah.
Hell, I can't even give you, I got to go see that. I don't even have one of those left. Hey, I'm going to go see my Rift Tracks, of course. They've got three of those coming out. I'm looking forward to those. Sharknado and the shitty 1998 Godzilla and Anaconda. But that's because it's Rift Tracks. I won't be in a movie theater. I'm going to one this weekend called America, but that's a documentary.
Yeah.
So I can't name you, something I'm going, yes, I can't wait. Now, there probably is something. Maybe I'm forgetting. Matt, what the hell is coming out? I know you're going to go see Transformers and Turtles, but other than that, kidding. You're not going to see Transformers, are you?
No, I'm staying far away from that crap.
I'm seeing, dude, most people who don't care like I do about X-Men are saying that, who aren't like me and you about X-Men, are at least saying that they're liking it. People who like Transformers are saying this is the worst shit ever. You've been seeing the reviews on this thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's
savaged.
They say it's almost 3 hours long.
It's like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy shit. Of robots molesting each other.
Yeah.
So like,
are you serious?
Yes.
It's 2 hours and 45 minutes?
Yep.
Wow.
And Steve Dom was posting some things about it that was pretty funny because he had something. I'm trying to think what something about, because I don't know Transformers like a lot of my good friends know Transformers. One buddy of mine said it was the worst thing he's ever seen, and he's a Transformers fanatic. But he hates all the movies, though. He's just, you know, a fan of the cartoon. So I'm trying to think what Don posted about it that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was something about Bay saying, like, oh, they'll hate it. They say they hate it on the Internet, but they'll come see it anyway. I'm like, wrong again, buddy.
Yep. I saw that. And, oh, by the way, that's not what I was thinking about, but now that you mentioned that, you know something? I hate to say it. He's got a point. The thing is the number one fucking movie in the world. So, yeah, you won't go, and a lot of their fans who won't go. Like my friend who was that I tell you about, he's a fucking Transformers freak based only on the cartoon, and still goes and watches these things. And I'm not knocking him because I've done that kind of shit too, but I'm thinking, you know, you won't go. But a lot of, you know, Bay was saying is a lot of them are still going, and since the movies are making stupid money, I don't know. Is he right?
Not about me.
Not about you. Not about some, but I mean, there are a lot of them that hate that shit, and I don't know.
See, but these people hate it, and they keep going, and they keep allowing these movies to be made, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's like I always say about stuff. If you keep feeding the beast, you're part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to find... He talked about something that only a real big fan of the cartoon would know, and I can't find it now. Something about... I can't find it. Oh, well. It was something about to do with... something really stupid in the Transformers movie, but little, so what's not stupid in the Transformers movie, though, so never mind. What can you do, man? But I think our bottom line here is X-Men, Days of Future Past. I guess if you're not too picky and you don't care about anything to do with the X-Men, maybe you'll like it. And if you do, I got nothing for you. I don't know. Jonathan has not really that big on any of the X-Men movies. He doesn't care for he hasn't really read the comics much, so he thought it was all right. And I said, yeah, I guess if you don't have anything invested, you can watch it, and the movie's okay. I don't know. I just talk myself out of even saying it's okay. You ever talk yourself out of something? I think I just did.
Yep.
Fucking pathetic. Oh, I hate being wishy-washy. Fuck that movie. How about that?
Brightness.
That's better.
Brightness fucking ass. Fuck you, motherfucker, for making a fucking X-Men movie. Bryan Singer, go fuck yourself. You fuck. It's just, I don't know. Well, yeah, who knows? Maybe it's the greatest movie ever made. I'm just fooling myself. No?
It sounds awesome.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about something that both of you have seen. We've all seen, though. So I had a bit of a disadvantage of you on that last one there. But, Matt, I hope I trashed it at least a little bit enough for you. I know I may have let you down a little bit with my usual trashing skills, but I hope it was okay.
No, it was great. Any trashing of the stupid X-Men movies is A-okay.
You take what you can get. You take what
yes.
you can get, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'm with you, man. Now... We might have a slight little disagreement on the next one, but that's okay. We like that at Clobber Time. Slight one there. This is basically, I'm going to throw this out there, my take on the, as we all know, for those who are listening on the archives, the CW has a TV show coming out with the title of the Flash, and the pilot for which has leaked to the Internet, 3 months early, Matt? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So here's basically my short little analysis of the Flash pilot. Here we go. You ready, everyone? Here we go. CW, 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 CW. CW, 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 CW. CW, 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 CW. Oh, and CW. In a nutshell, that's what I think of the now...
That was very compelling.
Yeah, I think that kind of sums it up in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Let's see. Matthew, what were your thoughts on CW, 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 Flash, CW, Run Fast, CW? Starring CW.
Starring CW? Starring Grant
yes.
CW? I really did love it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I thought, because the thing is, you and I have talked about how in any kind of superhero movie or TV show, when a superhero gets his powers, it's always like, oh, I got superpowers. When Barry gets his powers in this show, he's like, fucking awesome, and he starts using them and running around. So I think it was a lot of fun. I thought there was a lot of heart and a lot of humor in it. I thought it was fantastic. It was so the opposite of the first season of Arrow, which was this one I was actually awake the whole time.
Wow. I was too.
Man,
but in fairness, I had to light a match under my thigh a couple of times to make sure. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm CW. Just kidding, CW. But so you liked it. There's an upvote from Matt. Matt is looking forward to it, then like the pilot for the CW. And you didn't say CW in your review the whole time, by the way.
I didn't.
Wow.
My review is definitely lacking compared to yours.
Well, no, I think yours definitely was more concise and to the point. And I don't entirely disagree with your review, believe it or not. I did sort of like that he liked his powers and everything, CW.
Yeah.
I should, now, Flash, you saw it too, I believe, right?
I did.
And it took you, you're probably angry with it on Kitgo for taking your name, but other than that.
I'm considering litigation.
You should. Thoughts?
Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of thoughts. I came away from it thinking I've seen it all before, and I saw it on Smallville.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, they just literally just dusted off the Smallville Bible.
Yeah.
It just felt like Smallville paint by the numbers all over again, down to all the villains being created. We're in for a freak of the week. When the Smallville did in its first season.
Yeah.
They had a meteor freak. They had the freak. That's what fans call the first season, freak of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like they just recycled Smallville to me. And I'm not going to say I hated it. I'm not going to say I loved it. I see a little tiny, teeny tiny bit of potential there, but I think a lot of it's going to end up going nowhere. I think this storyline with his father is going to end up being a big, dud. I think it's going to go nowhere because if that's the character's, it seems to be his motivation is to prove his father's innocence. Well, once you prove it, that storyline's over, and then you just kind of send John West the ship away, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just felt like I'd seen it all before on the CW. You're more dead on than you think. I think you were half joking, but when you're going CW, 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 it was CW. I mean, it was the CW Bible. I'm like, man, this is just Smallville. It just feels like they just rebooted Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some other issues. Like Matt knows about this. I hate, God damn it, I hate when the hero has a tech team. I hate that stupid shit. I hate the tech teams because you know why? Because they don't serve any damn purpose other than, this is their purpose. This is the purpose of the tech team.
Right.
And it's all in the pilot. We're going to have somebody that Barry can talk to explain to our stupid audience how I'm going to destroy this tornado.
Right.
So rather than me talk out loud or have thought bubbles, I'm going to talk to my dorky, annoying tech team.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell them what I'm going to do, and then they're invariably going to warn me, you'll kill yourself, Barry. I have to try. And it's going to be that all the time. And it's going to be these characters are either going to be pointless and serve no purpose, and you're just going to have to bump somebody off for a shocking mid-season finale. Somebody's not making it out of this tech team. I just hate the tech team. Stupid bullshit. God damn it, I hate that costume.
I hate that fucking costume. It sucks.
Because when the pictures came out, I'm like, ugh, yuck, really?
Ugh.
And then I thought, okay, well, maybe it'll look better when it's moving.
Yes.
Because that'll happen sometimes, right?
Sure, sure.
No, it looks worse. It looks god awful.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. And the CW makeup department, and Matt and I were talking about this, the CW needs to fire their makeup department because this has happened since the days of Smallville when you would see Tom Welling in a scene and you would be like, does he have lipstick on? He looks like he has lipstick on. Their makeup department is so awful. So here's my problem with their makeup department in The Flash. Because that costume is such a dark color, they put so much makeup on. I can't even think of the guy's name who plays The Flash.
I don't know his name.
Grant Gustin.
Okay.
They put so much makeup on him to offset that color of that cowl that he looks like a kabuki singer. He looks fake. He looks plastic. His face looks phony. It looks like a mask. Because there's so much makeup caked on.
And I'm like, and it's all because that costume is so, it's such a hideous color, and they need to offset his face, I guess. I don't know. But it just looks, it looks terrible. And that costume, I'm telling you, if I'm going to stick with this show at any point, that costume's got to go. It's got to go, because I can't, it looks awful. It looks terrible.
It's truly terrible costume, but
the cowl looks awful. And
with the chin shit again. The
it's
like a helmet.
And the costume's not even like form fitting. It's like all baggy, and I'm praying to God this is just some prototype that they'll explain away and give him a sleeker look, because at the end when it shows that newspaper picture, he's wearing what looks like a pretty classic Flash costume, except for the chin strap. It's the right color, it's form fitting. I'm like, okay, well, at some point he's going to lose this costume and get like a real costume. But it just looks awful, and it looks like I've seen it all before. And I like that Matt pointed out that he loves his powers, but it all felt so rushed. It felt like, okay, I got my powers, now let's go for a test run. And now I'm out fighting crime. It seems like within the blink of an eye, it doesn't really have any time to
you mean in a flash?
Develop it. In a flash, which we'll reference 1,000 times with a wink and a nod, you know. Yeah. I don't hate it, but it needs a lot of work.
I think I'm right there with you. I didn't really hate
it needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of work.
You know what's the funniest thing? The costume, about what you were saying. I'm going to give you a little excerpt from something here. Because people like to play when they get into all these stupid Batman costumes that are really overcomplicated and too big and bulky and shit, I'm not big for realism. I don't care. But since the people who are the ones that they're pandering to when they make these quote-unquote realistic costumes, I like to throw it back in their face every day. And a friend of mine did a pretty good job of that because he's like me. If something's fun, he doesn't care if it's realistic or makes sense. But he's throwing this back at the people who bitch about realism. Here's what he said about the costume. He said, "This outfit is not realistic. I can't see how he can run at flash speeds in that thing. The friction would cause him horrific chafing. It would be easily damaged in battle and near impossible to fix. The lack of breathable fabric would have him sweating like a pig to where he would need to drink a lake to rehydrate. After a good run, all that sweat would leave him so malodorous, the criminals would surrender without a fight just to get away from the stench of those boots. What's in their souls to give him any kind of grip for cornering? A realistic flash would make his costume a light, breathable fabric, maybe like a football jersey. It would." In other words, he's just throwing it back because, you know, realism doesn't mean shit if the costume looked good. But it is a point, you know, that's kind of why I like the simplistic costumes of the old days anyway, because that would be a hot motherfucking, I mean, that'd be you would sweat your fucking ass off, and the flash does kind of need to be light, and his powers make him able to you know, sustain the friction and the speed. Not a stupid costume.
Well, it's, like I said, it's so baggy. It's not form-fitting or anything. And if you remember the Flash pilot for the series with John Wesley Shipp, they explained that the costume needs to be skin-tight. It had to be tight.
It needed to be light, yes.
It had to be tight. It had to be light. And it was to protect him and things like that. So, you know, that was, you know, more or less a realistic explanation of why he had to wear that. But, I mean, at least it looked like the Flash.
It did. I liked that show a little bit. I always thought, I don't know, man, Flash supposed to look like a sprinter. I didn't really like him looking like a big muscle boy with that muscly, kind of fakey looking muscle costume he had on that show.
Oh, and I can't wait for the day that I have to lie to John's face.
Oh shit. are you gonna interview him soon?
Well, John's a friend of mine.
We've
become kind of friends since he's been on the show, and he's super pumped about this. He's like, oh my god, man! He's like, I'm having so much fun doing this, which he probably
sure
he is.
Sure,
he's like, I'm having so much fun doing this. This kid's so great. I mean, I can't wait for this thing to air and all this. And I've already seen it, and I haven't said anything.
Wow. I mean, I guess he must know it's leaked.
He has to, which Matt and I, by the way, have a theory about that. We think the CW leaked it as a test balloon.
Well, it could be a traveling.
Because
yeah.
there are still time to make changes, and that thing I think is still floating around.
Yes,
now,
it's,
if the CW
yeah, it
wanted
is.
It gone, it would be gone.
It's definitely because it would. I got it just the other night, and I saw something on a few days before that, and I heard it linked a couple of weeks before that. Am I not mistaken, Matt? When did you see it?
I saw it a few days ago, but then I found out later that it had actually leaked like a week before that. So it's been out
yeah.
for a while.
Wow,
yeah,
it's been out that long.
I heard Constantine
yeah.
is also leaked.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's true, but I heard it has.
I'm gonna
because
check that
on
out
that
right
show,
now.
not to get sidetracked, but I heard that fucking garbage is Goyer, so you know I hate it.
Oh,
he
wow, it is.
Constantine. Yeah, Constantine can't smoke on the show. if you
no
know anything
smoking.
About John, if you know anything about John Constantine. And you don't have to know much. You can just look at a Hellblazer cover.
Right.
He is a walking cigarette.
Yes.
But he can't smoke a nasty. He could probably no. gore the shit out of a guy and pull his heart out of his chest
yeah.
and stuff it up his ass. But he can't smoke.
Don't you be smoking in here.
Yeah. Oh, so PC. PC's going to kill us all. But, look, I don't like smoking, but Jesus fucking Christ is a character who goddamn smokes. Jesus. Fuck. Anyway. But back to Flashy Boy. You know, I really couldn't stand the kid. That's my whole CW based on the kid. And the fact that he's a kid, whether, again, the Freak of the Week thing you're doing, again, you guys know more about Smallville than I don't know. I've heard those things, but I didn't really know. But now I see what you're saying. The Freak of the Week thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Weather Wizard is like a cardboard, you know, he's exactly what you would expect a Freak of the Week to be. You know, no
yeah,
costume,
yeah.
dressed in
yeah.
black leather with the powers
right.
that are like totally CW.
Right.
Yeah, he looked like he stepped right out of Smallville.
Captain Cold will be the same thing.
Yes.
Mirror Master will be the same thing. They'll all be the same thing.
This is Smallville season one textbook.
Right.
Because
yeah.
last Smallville mythology, when Clark arrived in the meteor shower,
right.
kryptonite affected humans in bizarre ways.
Flashville.
And, yeah, and people exposed to kryptonite, green kryptonite, in the first season of Smallville would develop bizarre powers.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the villain for that week. And they've already mapped that out in this
yeah,
Flash pilot
right.
when he says that, the, you know, that how many people like me did this create. So it's all there. They have just recreated Smallville season one.
And
another problem I have with this Flash show is, I mean, who doesn't know he's the Flash?
Everyone,
like, Jesus Christ, there's 100 people that knows he's the Flash.
Oh, I'm so sick of that kind of crap, too. Why can't he have a secret identity? Well, we can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. The pilot felt really rushed. I have a feeling there's something missing. I have a feeling that this was probably a 90-minute pilot cut down to an hour.
Could be.
I really
yeah.
that's what happened, because there are actually two versions of the Smallville pilot.
Okay.
There's a 90-minute premiere,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, in order to fit syndication, they hacked a half an hour off and turned it into an hour. And so there's stuff that's missing from the syndicated first episode that was in the first pilot. And while Smallville syndicated first episode doesn't feel rushed, if you've seen the pilot when it first premiered, you know there's a lot of stuff that's missing. And I feel that's probably what happened here. They had a 90-minute pilot and cut it down to an hour.
I think your suspicion is dead on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have a question in my mind. It was a trial balloon.
I'm sure of it. I am sure this
because
was
they
trial
know how fan crap is. Whether it was smart or not, I don't know. But when that thing finally airs, watch, there might be some changes, unless fans, unless they don't listen to old duffers like me. And, if, for example, Matt liked it a lot. So if a lot of other people are more in line with Matt than they are me and you, then there won't be many changes. If a lot of people are saying silly shit about it, like it's, you know, just derivative redoing Smallville and stuff, I don't think that'll be the case. I think they're going to go the other way. Then there could be some changes. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah, and I know they're having a lot of issues with the fans over the costume.
Well, that might change a little
bit. Fans absolutely hate
this costume.
Matt
may have seen different, but everybody I've seen just absolutely hates it. I just absolutely hate it.
So it's not just me and you.
No, it's like,
I thought it was.
Nah,
really?
Nobody seems to like it.
Wow. Matt, you don't mind it though?
No, I don't, it doesn't bother me, but I've speculated kind of from the start that this would be a temporary deal and he'd get a more, like the one that's in the end of that paper at the end.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. They might change it. You never know. But I'll tell you one thing, going back to another element that I can't stand that has nothing to do with this show so much, because they took it from one of the things, you know how I always think they should be more like comics? I'll tell you one thing they took from comics that I like John Wesley Shipp and all that stuff. One thing I can't stand from comics with Flash is this fucking mother, his mother being killed by Professor Zoom shit from the future crap that they opened up with. And by the way, didn't that remind you of the opening of Supernatural?
Yes, it did.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, that was kind of supernaturally, but okay.
Yeah, it was totally supernatural. But to be fair, you know, that was done in comics too. I mean, not like they weren't like they just ripped off Supernatural, but it feels that way. Same network and all that kind of stuff.
But it was in a similar way, though.
Yeah, it was. Yes, you're right. It's very similar. So yeah, there's a supernatural element to that. Again, that's a minor. That's just a tweak.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's amusing, but it is worth noting. However, I never liked all that horse shit. Retconned Barry Allen's wife had to be, excuse me, mother had to be murdered shit. And I'll tell you why. Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, all these, a number of characters came from a tragedy of sorts, or being orphaned or whatever. Barry Allen was just a guy that ended up with superpowers and boom, hey, I got superpowers, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then was it Wade or was it Johns? I think it was Wade. It added this shit with, Professor Zoom, Eobard Thawne, Reverse Flash, who I always liked as a villain, going back in time and killing his mother. And I've always fucking hated that crap. I think it was Wade, wasn't it?
I want to say it was Wade. Yeah.
Yeah, the life story of the Flash, in fact. I think it was, because I had that book he did. Yeah. And I just like, why do you have to add the tragedy element to it? I mean, does it have to be every superhero? Again, that's a fanboy nitpick, but I mean, it's like, all right, look, it's great with Spider-Man, it's great with Batman, it's great with Superman, it's great with a lot, but does it have to be every one of them? I don't know. So I don't like that, but this is not the TV show's fault. Anything that can add some kind of what they consider to be drama to the character's origin, they're gonna go for, and that's just easy drama. His mommy was killed by a strange thing, and of course that's going to set us, just like Supernatural, we want to set him on the same path trying to solve what that was. In this case, instead of, you know, being trained by his pappy, he gets superpowers later when he gets to the, when he reaches 14. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a little older than that. He looks 14. And then he's going to have to track down whoever the hell it was, and I guess we're going to find out that weird detective guy somehow is going to turn out to be the detective pretty boy, that CW boy that's hanging out with weird-looking Iris is going to be Reverse Flash, right?
Right.
I disagree.
He is. Maybe there's an ace guy.
I think they're throwing us a curveball here. I think the dude in the wheelchair is Professor Zoom.
Well, he's going to cause him to go back.
They're throwing a curveball at us.
I don't know. I thought that, too. First of all, the thing is that character's got the right name.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Carlos or some shit like that?
Eddie
Cohen? I know, but what I'm saying is that might be a red herring.
Well, yeah, you know, to be fair, Smallville did pull some of that stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy, you know who I think the professor guy is?
Who's that?
He's Abracadabra. Well, Abracadabra is from the future.
Right.
And he's going to fuck around with what's his name, that detective who's going to be pissed off at Barry taking Iris from him, and he's going to go back and kill Barry's mom.
Ah.
Well done.
Well played.
Hope I'm wrong. Well, I don't care. It could happen. I don't know. It just seems like it because he is from – both of them are from the future.
Yeah.
Abracadabra and McDougal, what was it, Professor – not Professor.
He may even turn out to be a Flash version of Kronos for all you know.
Oh, yeah, he could be, huh? He could be Kronos.
Yeah.
Weird. I think he might be something like that. He's definitely from the future.
Right.
And maybe Booster Gold will show up on the show.
Oh, please.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I would.
That could happen. Hey, that could happen, buddy.
He's in the TV show, as we know.
What's that?
The TV show that they're working on actually shares the universe with Flash and Arrow, so it's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to be CW?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I mainly just ragging on it because I couldn't stand the child playing Barry Allen. He doesn't remind me of Barry Allen. I mean, I just don't like him, and it was so CW'd up. It's all made for the swoon factor at this point.
I'm kind of with you on that. I don't have a personal dislike of the guy playing him, but I, when he shows up as a CSI, I don't believe it.
Yeah, no, because Barry was like...
I don't buy it. Yeah,
Barry was in his late 20s. Barry was like almost 30 at some point.
Yeah.
He didn't look like a kid.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it that he... Yeah, he's too young.
We are talking about the Logan's Run Network, though.
Yeah, we should.
Matt and I came up with that a couple weeks ago. It's basically, if you're 30, you're toast on that network.
You are.
Sam and Dean are in trouble. They should.
I
mean,
know.
Their palms have been blinking.
Still around.
Dude, their palms have been blinking red for years. I think. They've got to be over 30, aren't they?
They have to be.
They'll be 40. They might be 40 now. Man.
Jensen is for sure. I don't know about Jared.
Is Jensen 40?
In their 30s.
Is Jensen 40 though, or close?
I think he's something like that. Let me just see. He's 36.
Oh,
okay.
So
wow.
He secures over.
Man, he's gonna have to,
Runner.
Wow. He's a runner.
Runner.
There is
There is no sanctuary.
So anyway, Matthew is optimistic and likes the Flash pilot and looking forward to it. Loved it. He loved it. Matthew loved it. Flash and I were a couple of old farts about it. What do you think, Flash? Is that fair to say?
I was kind of ho-hum on it. I liked the Transformers. I liked some of the effects, and that's about as far as I'll go.
I mentioned, the scene with Arrow. Not Green Arrow, because we can't call him that. That scene, as much as I don't care about Arrow, was at least he's meeting with another sort of super
guy. You got to get a little rush out of that Green Arrow and the Flash hanging out together.
Yeah, I was sort of like, again, it was inspiring in that sense. Like, he was telling him to be a hero instead of a mopey puss pod. So, I mean, that was something.
Like he is.
I do know that based on the CW, we're not going to see that horrible costume very much if it stays.
Yeah, it'll be like once an episode.
Most of the action will take place in his clothes that he never changes.
Right. Yes. You're right, because they don't want to see him in that. Now, I what's interesting about that, though? Actually, you would think that what they would do was have him in a skin-tight costume.
You would think.
You'd think.
And
that
might happen. Because, show his ass a lot for the 17-year-old girls that watch it. So...
It's going to be a lot of speed effects with him not in costume.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the blatant Sherlock ripoff scene?
Yeah.
Holy shit. When he's looking
Which
at CSI.
I never liked
CSI,
that in Sherlock anyway, so.
I kind of like the way they did it on Sherlock, but this they're going to be – but since Sherlock is popular, Matt, guarantee you every week. He's going to be working on
it. I've never been a fan of that, but I'm sure they'll rip it off.
Right. Well, you're going to see it. Get used to it. Yeah, they're going to rip that off. Get used to it because it's – and at least on Sherlock, it kind of makes sense. He's Sherlock Holmes, for Christ's sake. This is what?
Yeah,
Barry
but
Allen,
it's sort of – always sort of to me, it's like this is too much like a superpower and not deductive reasoning, but, you know.
Yeah, but if that narrative hadn't been done to death at that point, at least, it's going to be now. I mean, they do it a lot on Sherlock, but how many other shows have you seen that before? I don't know about that.
There was
a show
not too long ago that did something similar, but it wasn't quite on the same level.
Okay. Yeah. Was it after or before Sherlock?
I think it was before. I think it was really short. It got canceled. It was some detective show on NBC. I cannot remember what it was called, but it had a similar idea, but it wasn't as grandiose as Sherlock was.
Yeah. I thought Moffat did it well, but it was a little slick, but you know, it was kind of stylish for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this thing is going to just like you said, Flash. It's going to be, you know, him doing speedy stuff every now and then. A lot of really some of those dumb speed puns were really annoying, by the way. Mm-hmm. Speed puns, and half the time he's going to be CSI.
Mm-hmm.
So CSI Central City.
Yeah.
I think Flashville is the best thing. We should just call it
Flashville. It was so Smallville that the coffee shop I went, there's the Talon.
Yeah. Who? I don't know.
The Talon. It was a place in Smallville. That
Hung
out when coffee shops
were
real hot
way,
at the time.
The only way it will actually really qualify as the Talon is if every
everybody works
show.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works there at some point. Yeah.
Oh, really?
The Talon is the place where it's like, we got nothing for this character to do. Oh, they work at the Talon now. Why not?
Yeah. what's so funny about the CW is like Matt said, they shoot everything in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So all their shows look the same. They all look the same. They all have the same look. Uh-huh. And then Matt actually pointed out to me, he goes, you recognize that barn? And I'm like,
yeah.
No way. Is it really? And he's like, that's the Smallville barn.
Wow. At least, of course, they shoot a lot of stuff in Canada. Is that
they
why it's called CW, the Canada Wanker Network or whatever? By the way, happy Canada Day. But
yeah.
Is that, what is it? Why is it called CW? What is it?
CBS Warner.
I don't know. Okay.
The cunt, what is it? the cunt wanker? What I mean? What is it? Seriously, something Warner? What is it?
CBS yeah. Warner. Yeah.
Oh, it is CBS Warner.
Yeah.
That's what it means, really. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt and I, we love to talk about when the WB and UPN existed at the same time.
Oh yeah.
And then they merged, right?
Yeah.
And then it became the CW, and basically.
Yeah.
WB took over and said, thanks for the merger. All your shows are canceled. And they just slaughtered every UPN show they could.
God. Yeah, Buffy was on there for a while, I think, on UPN or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
At Enterprise and a few other shows. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Slaughtered them all. Got rid of them all. It was just like a mafia double cross.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Greatest American Hero, Rick. Rick, great to see you there, buddy. Thanks for popping in, man. Believe it or not, you are walking on air. I never thought. No, never mind. I was going to do the whole song.
All those UPN actors must have been too old.
Yes. they were all too old. What are you, 31? You're out of here, pal.
Get out of here. You're done.
You know, I mean, if you can be 26 or 27 if you can play a 17-year-old, you know?
Right.
I didn't realize it back then. I've just been doing. I've been binge watching Buffy again. It was a great show, and I'm loving it. Going back and watching it again. Brilliant show. But I didn't, you know, and you know how you get later. You're like, you know, she really don't look 16.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other characters, Cordelia, played by Charisma Carpenter, who's just gorgeous. At the time, I was looking it up because they're all supposed to be like 16 in the first season of Buffy. And I looked up her age and calculated. My God, she was 27 when she was doing.
Charisma Carpenter was supposed to be playing a 16-year-old on that show.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
She was 27.
Wow.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar was a little bit younger, but she was in her 20s, too. They were all. And it's kind of okay for the main cast, kind of, but there were times, again, I've been watching them, I mean, like, I'm in the third season now. I love it. It's just, I mean, it's better than I remembered it, but every now and then I'll see somebody, I'm like, wait a minute. This would never fly on the CW. This girl, I mean, just one of these incidental characters in episodes, she has to be 35, and she's a student.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got held back a lot. Wow, some of these. But, you know, I guess, what are they supposed to do, find real teenagers? I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, not an issue, apparently.
Well, Matt, how old is Clark supposed to be in the first season of Smallville? He's
14.
In high school, but
14.
14!
Mm-hmm. Welling was older than that, though, right? A lot
yeah.
older?
Oh, yeah!
About 29, I think.
Just kidding. Wait a minute, really? Because Michael J. Fox was 17 when
right.
he played Marty McFly the first time.
Right.
But he looked, man, he pulled it off. But, I mean, so Welling, you weren't not really 29, though, right? You're kidding.
He was 29, I want to say.
When he played a 14-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They thought they were fooling.
God almighty. See, Michael J. Fox kind of pulled it off.
Yeah.
When I watched that, and I'd remembered him, you know, as APK on, you know, Family Ties, I didn't even question it when he played Marty McFly. I was like, yep, okay, he's fine. But there are some times you go, wait a minute. And even if you still like the movie or show, you're just like, Jesus, this dude's like fucking what? Like double this age? So, oh, well, okay. I mean, now, I don't know if that's an issue. It's probably sort of like that on Vampire Diaries and all these other ones. But they're probably only like 5 or 6 years older than them. As long as they can fool the little girls, I guess they're okay, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all you need.
Oh, I guess so, man. And speaking of that, I guess, you know what? You need to start looking pretty soon. You probably get that Gotham pilot leak, too. That's going to become a thing.
Oh, yeah.
If Constantine has been leaked, you said it has, right?
It has. I just saw it.
I may just watch it just so I can go off on it, but I'll see if it's even more so. Yeah, it's Goyer, so I probably won't watch it, but I might watch it. But anyway, that's been leaked already. I smell a rat, dude. You're right, Flash. Both of you are right.
Oh,
that
I have no doubt
on
about
purpose.
It. I have no doubt about it. That leak came from the CW.
I guess you couldn't.
Or it would, and the most damning evidence is it's still out there.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah,
you're right.
I mean, you can't even get a trailer to last more than an hour anymore before somebody yanks it.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. Wow, that's something. It's not. I'm surprised. It's not on YouTube or anything, but it is on a torrent still out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they have people whose job is to look for that.
Right.
And it's so easy. It's all over social media
where people
are like, hey, I just watched the Flash pilot. They know it's out there. They know
it's there. And you know what? Since it's been, like you said, about a week or two, I bet that's why I saw – I bet they just did that with Constantine. They probably said, oh, yeah? Let's try that.
Yeah.
Let's leak it. What the fuck?
Test balloons.
Yeah.
The pilot for the Terminator show, Sarah Connor Chronicles, leaked about 4 months before it was supposed to air.
But,
so,
I'm betting that wasn't them doing
which we found out later was absolutely on purpose, so –
Oh, it was on purpose?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you what wasn't on purpose. In 2005, when Doctor Who, the first episode, came out, there was a special screening like a week before, and then a week or two before, and then we got it. A friend of mine downloaded it a week before it aired. And back then, it didn't air in the States for another year. But over there, we got it a week before BBC aired it. It was online, and they were furious about that. I don't think that was intentional. That was 2005, though. So
yeah, the Doctor Who crew is very
they don't like things
very, very close. Yeah,
right. Yeah, so that was one, and then of course from then on, for years before they started showing Doctor Who, like simultaneously, just almost like as soon as it airs over there, when you still had to wait like a year or months to get an American TV, we would just fucking download it every week. As soon as it aired on the BBC, it goes online, so makes it easier, I guess. There's a – what was it? Rick just put something in the chat room. What's that, Rick? Video file. I wonder what that is. Is that Constantine or is it tell us what that is,
might
Rick. I can't click on it yet. It might be porn. It might be. So I bet – what is it? Oh, it's – which pilot, though? Is that the Flash pilot? It's the Constantine pilot? Wow, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look for Gotham to do the same thing. What do you think?
I would say keep your eye out. Keep your eyes peeled. You'll definitely see it at some point.
Yeah. I saw a commercial for it again today when I was watching last night's episode of 24. By the way, let me run something by you. Have you ever heard of this phenomenon? You ever heard of anybody watch a show that lasts 10, 11 years? Somebody who hates the last 5 seasons of it watches anyway because he's a fucking sadomasochistic idiot, me. And then all of a sudden it gets good again because the new season of 24 is great. For the past 5 years, I've watched it for the express purpose of ridiculing it and because I couldn't stop and just trashing it. I did whole shows about how unbelievably stupid it was. and then the new, and I like the new season. Something's wrong with me.
I don't know. I've never seen 24.
The first few seasons, it was a really good show, and then I liked the character of Jack Bauer so much, I was willing to watch the shittiest, dumb, most annoyingly. It became like, if I drank, it would be a drinking game thing. I would play like, we're going to take a, every time they do this stupid fucking thing in the script that's predictable, take a drink, that sort of thing. People do that, by the way. And I've been, every time I would go off on it, it got to the point where like Tex or TG, whoever would come on and say, why are you assholes watching that? All you do is bitch about it. I don't know. We just do. And all of a sudden, it got good again. I mean, something's, I don't know. I'm losing perspective. I don't know. Something's wrong with me, I guess, but. I've heard of shows. I guess shows can get better like anything else, but that's weird for me. I don't know.
To me, they tend to always get worse, not better.
Yeah, and it did, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop, though.
For me, once they start that downward spiral, it's kind of all over. They never seem to recover. But that's weird that you're saying that this is recovering.
I don't know if it's a recovery or if something's wrong with me. I mean, because maybe entertainment has just gotten so bad. I don't know. As a matter of fact, it really has gotten better. So I don't understand it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is it a new writing staff? Or?
No, they're all the same idiots.
Really?
And I'm telling you, there were times that I was going, you know what? These fuckers sit around the table drunk and go, watch it do Jack. We'll have Jack do this stupid fucking thing. Well, this character do this bullshit, and they'll buy it. Let's go to the strip joint. Fuck it. I mean, they wrote like fucking assholes. You could tell they were. Have you ever like you almost go, you know what? They're writing this to be dicks on purpose. It's so stupid. Well, that's how I would get on 24. And again, he's such a good character. I would watch it anyway, and because you really just watch it to see him go off and fucking kill motherfuckers and whoop badass. He's like the Punisher. I mean, you want to see what he does to the bad guy because they do a good job of setting them up. But people, the writing is so cookie cutter for the past 5-6 seasons. You're like. I mean, when I can tell you everything that's going to happen, and there was a little bit of that in this season, but so far, for some reason, it was very gratifying. It was just good so far. And I say that now that I've said it, with 2 episodes left, I've jinxed it. Something really shitty is going to happen. Oh, why did I do that to myself? No, I don't
know. Well, you know, I'm envious. I'm happy for you because I have nothing. I have nothing. I mean... I subsist on Netflix, and I don't even bother. I don't even know why I pay for cable anymore. I don't even bother anymore.
Yeah, well, look, I got 24, but that's weird because it's been around for 4 years. Dude, it was off for 4 years. I've got Doctor Who that I look forward to watch, and I'm binge-watching Buffy now, and since I'm old and my memory sucks and I haven't watched it in like 12 years, it's like watching a new show. Failing that, I don't have anything either. I have nothing to watch.
I have so little on television that all I do is just pray for October to come. I'm like, please, please just bring The Walking Dead back so I have something to watch. Please, God, anything. Just do something. I wish they would leak something.
Well, they might leak. No, they wouldn't do that.
No, way too secretive. Unless it's for the promotion for their own DVD set and they blow up the character's death like they did.
Isn't that canceled now, though? Or going to be?
What's that?
Walking Dead.
Don't say that.
No, I mean, I'm not even joking with you. I thought I saw something where they said it was over.
No.
Okay. Look, there's no way it should be because it's going to be popular. They're going to milk it to death, no pun.
Oh, there's a companion show coming.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. I could have swore... Yeah, because sometimes when you like something, even if it's doing good ratings, it'll get
yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a companion show coming, I guess that will replace it when it's off the air for the season.
Well, look, it could go forever because I mean the comic has no intention of being ended. I think Kirkman said some shit about like going past 300 issues. I stopped around issue number 80 something myself, but so the show can go forever because it's got it's huge. I'm kind of tired of zombies, to be honest.
That is a problem, isn't it?
But that show's not about zombies. Even if I don't like that show as much,
it's not.
It's about people. Zombies are a fixture.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It's not, but the problem is everybody is capitalizing on zombies at the moment.
Oh.
Like enter zombie into Netflix, and oh my God, it'll fill your screen with all these cheap, low budget. Movies that they put on there and
isn't it weird? Because zombies don't have any character.
No, no. Which is why I think The Walking Dead is successful, good, because they just use them as a tool, not the...
Right, they're not like whether you hate vampires or like vampires, or you know, they're not, you know, they don't have any, there's nothing to their personas.
Right. I mean, there will be, in, you know, there'll be stretches of episodes of The Walking Dead where you may not even see one.
No, they're totally part of the, they're not, yeah, they're, it's not really a zombie show.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that every other show, it's about, they think they're being, you know, it's about zombie shock value.
Right.
This is about people and how they react to.
Right.
So, but if you look at now, going back and watching these Buffys, I'm like, it's, you know, with what has happened to vampires, it's so refreshing to see vampires like they were back then. Because now they're all, what's that show on CW, Matt?
Vampire Diaries?
Have you watched that?
I've seen the pilot, but I haven't seen anything after that.
Okay. You know, it's all that, and it's all Twilight. I'm going to get in trouble. Melinda, I love you. Please don't hit me. She loves Sam. She likes Twilight. But it's all, vampires are just, I don't know. Well, I don't know what started it. Was it intercourse with a vampire that started this romanticism about vampires?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
But on Buffy, they're just evil, unless it's Angel's a special case because he's a vampire who's cursed to get his soul back. And, you know, that. Other than that, they're evil, you kill them. And that's the way it should be. They're evil, you fucking kill them. And it's the special case, Angel, again, because of the story. So, it's wow. Buffy the Vampire.
Yeah, I've just never really got into the vampire genre.
Yeah, this is not. This is Spider-Man. Buffy is Spider-Man. I mean, we didn't even said it. The character. I mean, it's just it happens to be. It's like Walking Dead. It happens to be in a supernatural setup about a vampire slayer, but it's a superhero story, pretty much, in a tragedy. But you know, because she's a kid given superpowers and having to fight, you know, all these things like that, and the weight of the world. It's very Spider-Man. He even based it on that because he loves Spider-Man, and that's what it is. It's not really a vampire show, but everyone gets all hooked up on these vampires. And now, you know, at least I kind of understood that, why it was popular. But the whole zombie thing, Walking Dead's not about zombies. All the ripoffs are.
Yeah.
It seems like.
No, they are. They are.
Except Zombieland, the movie. I mean, that was kind of funny. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, I did. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Oh, man. But, well, Matt, dude. What about you? We know that Flash has nothing to watch until October. But you must have a few things that you watch to keep up, is it just Netflix for you, too?
No, I watch a few things. Once Upon a Time, and what else? Doesn't sound like a lot, does it? I know I watch more than that. I know I do. New Girl, Mindy Project. I watch a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. I go crazy. This is why I always like pilot season, because it's like, this is my favorite time of the year. Because it's like, oh, yeah, here we go. I'm going to get to see a lot of great stuff, but then I'm going to get to trash a lot of crap that comes on there. Because it's always like, here's one great pilot, here's 10 crappy ones.
Prejudger, mean person. I don't know where you get that from.
I don't know.
Being mean to stuff, trashing things. We don't like that kind of stuff around here, pal. Being negative about things. No, we don't like that kind of shit around here.
Trashing the X-Men and the Flash pilot.
That's a dirty rumor. Only an hour and a half.
And a half.
And that was two different things I trashed. So there. And actually, we had one guy that liked one of them, if you recall. Just we didn't have any fair and balance on the we had no fair and balance on the X-Men though, but we had fair and balance on Flash. Well, what do you watch on Netflix, Flash? I mean, you just because I can never, other than when I'm binge watching Buffy or something, I can never land on any. I'll sit there for an hour flipping through stuff, going, "No, I'd like to watch that." Oh, I would like, and never watching any goddamn thing.
I have a bad habit. I have a bad habit of that too.
I can't do it. If I'm going there for something specific, yes. If I'm sitting there going, I'm bored, let me see.
Yeah.
Wow, that looks pretty cool. I'll put it in my queue thing, you know. I'll even do that, but never watch it. Then I'd like to see that. That looks pretty good. Or if it's a show I like, if I want to come, I'll occasionally put a Batman Raven the Bowl or a Star Trek on or something, I'll watch on there. But a lot of times, if I just bored, need something to watch, all this shit, that's a lot of it good, and I can't decide.
I've gone through that, too. I think I currently have maybe 4 movies in my queue, and I've only watched 1. And the others I've seen 1,000 times, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you go, wow, I like that. I haven't seen that in a while. I'll watch that, and then, you know, I never do.
Yeah. My wife and I have such differing tastes. We have we have been married for 28 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And have nothing in common. That's the truth. We have nothing in common. We don't like the same music. We don't like the same television shows. We don't like the same movies. We share zero common interests. And you'd think Netflix would be that savior hey, we're gonna sit down tonight and we're gonna watch a movie together, and it never happened. It happened recently with Devil's Knot that's on Netflix right now.
Uh-huh.
But that's pretty much it.
That and Rise of the Planet of the Apes about it, huh?
Yeah. Oh my God, she will not shut up about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. She will not shut the hell up about that thing.
I'm starting to get scared. You know why I'm getting scared?
Why?
Because I'm hearing all kind of Empire Strikes Back talk. I'm like,
wait. I'm hearing that too.
Ease up on them brakes, partner. I want to at least sort of be relatively look forward to this one. I don't want to hear any Empire talk, because let's not get a little crazy here. I liked Rise, and I'm going to watch it again. I bought the Blu-ray. Before it comes out, the new one comes out, I'm going to watch it again. But I'm like, it could be good, though. But remember the movie. In fact, it might be good because of the two movies it's kind of remaking. Mm-hmm. And again, shocker, I'm not bitching about a remake here, but it's not really a remake.
Yeah.
Because the first one. It's not a remake in the sense that Rise shows what would have happened if the paradox of Escape from the Planet of the Apes didn't happen. Because it really, as much as I love Escape from the Planet of the Apes, the paradox makes no sense.
It seemed like they just came up with a cool little scene. Hey, let's have the spaceship crash, and they take their helmets off, and they're apes. Okay, cool. Now what? I don't know.
I liked all that stuff. I loved the character stuff in that movie, but it made no sense how they got there.
It didn't make any sense.
I mean, a time warp, some kind of screw-up in the space-time continuum would have been a better explanation than a bunch of primitive-ass apes that don't even have any electronics can repair a sunken spaceship, because it was said it was Taylor's ship, and then take off into space for what reason, I don't know. And then when Taylor blows up the planet at the end of Beneath the Planet of the Apes, they get sent back in time.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know.
It was so, and yet I love the movie. However, from that point, you got Conquest and you got Battle. Conquest was an interesting but uneven movie. Battle's a terrible movie. This one is going to be showing us how the apes came to be outside of the escape paradox. That's why I didn't mind Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and liked it, because I'm saying it's not a remake. If you watch that movie, it's strewn with little bitty nods to the original film, because those guys who wrote that movie love the original as I do, the Heston original. So, and it's not attacking that at all. It's just showing how apes came to be.
Right. Rise of the Planet of the Apes was one of the biggest surprises I've seen in years and years and years. I mean, I was looking forward to it. I'm like, this looks pretty good. This looks cool. And I was completely blown away by it and just absolutely loved it. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to Dawn. And I'm really
Not scared of a letdown.
Not really. No.
Yeah.
No. Because they did such a good job with the first one. I know you can – I know it's possible they can screw this up. But – the first one's so well done, and this one looks like more of a, the table's already been set with the first one. Now we can go further with it, and I think it's, I'm just looking forward to it. I mean, everything I've seen looks good. I'm a big fan of the first one, so yeah, right. I have high hopes.
I think it's going to be good because, again, it's not going to be, and I don't think they're going to be dealing with a lot of the same. It kind of, Rides kind of explained some of the crap that Conquest tried to explain without the time paradox.
Yeah.
So, I think what got me about Rise is, again, I'm entertained the whole time. I'm really liking it. And at the end, I'm like, okay, it's going to get annoying. So they're going to do something stupid. And they go, wait a minute, that's pretty good. That explains pretty well how humans started to die out. Now apes came to power.
Yeah.
That kind of made sense. Yeah. And of course, you got to love that they called him Caesar.
I think
I'm going to let myself look forward to Dawn, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that, and God help me, I am so looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow, Matt's a little excited about that one himself.
I am super pumped for this movie. I am pumped beyond words for this movie, and I'm never even a fan of it. It just looks like it's just going to be just a ton of fun. And you know, the last trailer that came out, they tried to go a little serious with it, and I'm like, that doesn't work. Let's not go too serious here. You played this movie up as just some dumb, funny, goofy kind of, you know, space adventure, and then you got a little dark with the third trailer, and I'm like, it doesn't really work. But it was like it felt artificial the way they created the darkness to it, because everything I've seen seems really light and fun. So maybe they were just, you know, covering their bases there and, you know, trying to appease everybody, you know, the hardcore, you know, dark brooding fans and the fans that just want to have fun. And I don't know, but it just looks like a lot of fun. And I have never liked Rocket Raccoon. Rocket Raccoon is so stupid. It's so dumb. But when you bring him to life like that, I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of funny.
I'm kind of getting where you guys are. So you're not shocked, are you, Matt?
You're excited for a movie without prejudging it? Yes, I'm very shocked. But happy.
Really? Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I only prejudge things that are comic book movies. Usually. No, that was a lie. But, I guess I'm kind of like you guys. I got one friend of mine who is, he's different. He's thinking, he's pissed off that it looks jokey.
But you almost have to. You have a fucking talking raccoon and a talking plant.
Well, that's kind of the thing. I don't understand why they're doing a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, but really. But that's why I think it could be good. See, that's not a rip. I'm saying I don't get this. It's a risk. I don't understand what is so far out of left field.
Do you know, and that's another reason I'm so excited about this movie, because I will give this to Avengers. Avengers gave Marvel a lot of courage. They gave Marvel films a lot of courage, a lot of confidence.
Yes.
And Iron Man gave them a lot of confidence, because Iron Man was not exactly a household name. We've discussed this before.
Right.
You know,
or Thor.
Right. They're no Spider-Man. They're no Batman or Superman.
Right.
You know, they're basically known to the comic book fans, and that's it. That's it. And because they had a success, the first success with a secondary character like Iron Man, and then Avengers came along and did crazy business. Captain America was so well-received. Everything's been so... And now they're kind of like, okay, well, let's take a risk here. Let's do something a little different. Let's not do, you know, the same old typical, you know, superhero movie. Let's do something weird, something different. And, man, if this thing works, if it works and people like it and it makes, at least a decent amount of money, that gives them so much more confidence to do other things now. They're like, well, that worked. Let's take this little, you know, character over here, let's give them a movie, let's see what happens with that. You know, let's throw this up against the wall and see what happens. I think it's a gateway, and I hope that God succeeds, and I hope it's well done, because this is a gateway to seeing a lot of projects that we never get to see maybe actually get done. Because you know what, before Avengers, do you think there's a chance in hell they would have done Guardians of the Galaxy? No damn way. Never happened in a million years.
No.
It would have never happened.
If it didn't make ridiculous money, you're right. No Guardians of the Galaxy. What you're being called. Now, Matt.
Yes, sir.
I am kind of getting there. I'm kind of looking forward to it. To Guardians.
Are you really?
Now. Yeah. I think, again, for a lot of the reasons that we were just talking about. Because it is so off the wall, and I don't know. I mean, if you're going to do something as silly as having the Rocket Raccoon, you better be funny.
Right. Oh, it's such a bizarre concept. Like, you know, I think Chris Pratt called it the Bad News Bears in Space, which is pretty accurate. I'm like, I love this thing. I love this. I love that it's such a fun movie. It's so, you know, different compared to every other Marvel movie ever that we've seen. And I'm so thrilled and excited. I can't wait. We only got 1 month to go, and it's great. I can't. I'm so excited. You know, Apes is coming out. You know, and then it's on to Guardians and I suppose Turtles, but.
Yeah,
we won't talk
I
about
forgot
that.
Earlier when we were talking, when I said I'm not looking forward to any movies, I forgot about that one.
Yes.
That is one that, yeah, I mean, the trailers kind of really got me excited about it. The trailers for the trailers.
Well, because look how much fun they are. Those trailers, you're having fun watching a trailer. When is the last time you had fun watching a trailer? Doesn't happen that often.
No, and the trailer for the trailers were okay.
Yes.
Those trailers for the trailer were something. But no, yeah, I think that if you're going to take a chance like that, that's kind of good, though.
Yeah.
So everything Flash said, I'm totally with that.
Yeah.
And so we're a bunch of a-holes. That fucking, you know who said that, by the way? You know that actor who that was that said that?
I'm not sure.
I'll give you another line that actor said. Here's a famous line that actor, the one who's in that trailer who says, what a bunch of a-holes said.
Yeah.
At last, we shall reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last,
we
shall have our revenge. Yep. Darth Maul's voice.
Wow, I didn't know that.
weird, fun geek fact. On Simon, he and Simon Pegg are buddies. He was in Shaun of the Dead, I think. And then he was on that show with Simon Pegg, Spaced, I think.
Ah.
And there was one episode. He's sitting at a bar. And he's like drinking or something, and he just says, out of the blue, he just says the line, just like he did in the movie. At last we shall reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we shall have our revenge. That's for some fucking reason.
No, I didn't know about that.
It's really obscure crap to them. But that was So, yeah, one thing I didn't notice at first, you know, they're on Xandar. They mentioned Xandar in the... In the trailer, they're wearing Nova Corps outfits.
They are.
Yeah, they're Nova Corps. Like, wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, but maybe we that's why I'm thinking we might see Richard Rider. Maybe not.
Could. I mean, we all thought it was going to be Nathan Fillion, but then James Gunn ruined that dream.
you and I talked about last week that he could be smoke screening us, blow smoke up
that's
our
true.
Ass, and maybe it will be. An older Richard Rider, because he'd have to be an older Richard Rider.
Yeah.
But he'll be something. He'll be just be a voice of something.
It could be Richard Rider. It could be the dog, because he could be the dog. Who knows?
The dog? What's the dog again?
Cosmos.
Okay, is he from the comic?
He's
the
from
Guardians comic?
The new comic, yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. They have a talking raccoon. They may as well have a
if you got
dog.
A talking raccoon, you got a talking tree, why not have a
talking
dog?
Tree. Yeah. And that's another thing I kind of like about it. The fact that they're saying, you know what, we're going to put a fucking talking raccoon in a movie.
And that's a talking tree. Yeah, like that's the thing that always cracks me up. Like there's that meme on the internet, like where it says, you know, it has a picture of, you know, Henry Cavill from Man of Steel. And it says, in order to make these characters real, we have to ground them in reality. Meanwhile, at Marvel, here's a talking raccoon with a gun and a talking walking tree.
Yeah. And I love that meme because I'm like, yeah, I don't really need reality. I got enough of it and it sucks. I mean, I just want to see superheroes. I don't need them angsty. I don't need them crybabies. I don't need them all that kind of crap. I just really want to see them. I mean, I don't mind some of them having dark moments. I just want to see them. I want to see the light. I wish you could mix in the light with the dark. Instead of going totally dark. And by the way, you could say, well, wait a minute, Mr. Smarty Pants, the Guardians of the Galaxy is going totally the opposite way. It's like, yeah, okay, it's fine for one movie, fine for that movie to do that. But there might be some dark moments here and there in Guardians of the Galaxy also. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're just seeing the trailers. Yeah, so I don't know. Oh, you just put something up. Oh, you put it up yesterday. Aaron Paul to join the cast of The Walking Dead. Did you tell
me
that?
Yeah, I don't know if he's seen that yet or not.
It was a Walking Dead tidbit. I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on.
Are you sure?
Don't be like that.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to know it. And Matt put that on his wall.
Because he's such a spoiler pansy with The Walking Dead, you know.
It's just a casting thing.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad's joining the cast or something?
Mm-hmm. It's Aaron Paul.
Well, yeah, you didn't watch that either.
Yeah, you didn't watch Breaking Bad. Yeah, but this is the guy who keeps saying, "Oh, I'm gonna watch Breaking Bad," and so I'm like, "Yeah,
I tried."
And then it's like, "Oh, Star Trek."
Yeah,
oh,
the Star Trek episode I've seen a billion times.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
See, the thing is, Flash, I think you probably should watch Breaking Bad because you're not broken. I'll tell you what, where I'm broken and you're not. You like Man of Steel. I got a chance to use it again. I love using that. Because you don't mind seeing Superman go dark and moody and cry a baby and all that kind of shit. We talked all about that. So the dark stuff doesn't bother you.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't bother Matt.
Nah.
Breaking Bad is brilliant. But I tried to. I watched like the first three episodes, and I'm like, I'm broken, not the show. Because don't really get anything out of relentlessly dark, even if it's well done. Sometimes I just don't really get entertained by it anymore. So it's like a drudgery to watch it because everyone has and says how great it was. I'm like, I really do see how clever and well done this is, but it's just going to be a bunch of ugly, relentless. And when you hear everything there is to hear about it, I know it's not going anywhere uplifting necessarily. I know it's not going to be Guardians of the Galaxy lighthearted and stuff like that. And by the way, everything doesn't have to be.
Right.
I'm at a point in my life now where the entertainment I watch kind of has to be. Yeah, that's because I'm a pathetic creature that way. I don't really need the dark crap anymore. And this is coming from someone whose favorite comic of all time is one of the darkest comics of all time, Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I mean, you change. I don't know. Sometimes you get to the point, you're like, you know what? Not that I don't like things that are dark, but just when that's all there is to it, when the characters are so loathsome, I can't get behind them. I don't know. I've regressed. I think I've regressed. I think I'm becoming more and more of a child and just want to be entertained. And I want uplifting, too. I want to get it. I love heroic fiction. It's always been my favorite thing. And I want stories about heroes, not monsters, unless the heroes are fighting the monsters. Breaking Bad is about a good man who was allegedly good turning into a monster. And,
maybe you're just a pussy.
I am. That goes without saying. I'm a total fucking pussy, Dad.
No, I can see that.
No,
I can, yeah, I can see that.
Believe me,
it's not your...
I'm fucked up in the head. I'm admitting it to you. I'm saying that for some reason, even if I know something is good, if I know it's just relentlessly ugly, I just think, something's wrong with me. There's enough shit in the world going on. I get too wrapped up in all the real events of the world. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really... If I'm going to see something dark, I want there to be a payoff at the end where I can at least... There can be something uplifting about it. And I'm not even a Jesuser, so I don't know how this has happened to me at all. But it has over the past couple of years.
No, I know what you mean. The Walking Dead is a very dark show.
Yeah.
Very, very, very dark. And quite frankly, I don't see a happy ending coming out of this. I mean, I don't see it happening. You know,
it'll never happen.
But I'm so invested in it that I just kind of have to, like, you know, wallow in the mud with the rest of them.
Yeah. I mean, look, you might see, and there's the thing, I think that's what finally the comic kind of did me, and I'm like, look, it's never going to go anywhere happy, but that's fine. And I was totally fine with that. I was putting up with the monstrosities in Walking Dead because there was something noble about what they were doing. And then I can't say anything because they might do it on the show. So never mind. I won't tell you what they did. At a certain point, I was like,
"You said you stopped around issue 81?
in the 80s or right around 90 something. And I won't say it because they're probably going to do it on the show sometime.
Yep.
Have they had anything to do with hunters on the show yet?
That's coming up.
I think it's begun at the end of this season.
Whoa,
yep.
Never mind that.
Yep.
But
yep.
Just that was sick, disturbing, and disgusting, and I loved it. That was one of the ones that kept me going. I'm like, that I like because it was just fucking fucked up, but it was in a good way. So I could watch The Dark fucked up. But then after that, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, you're really getting on my nerves, Cartman, and you're doing it on purpose. I saw, posts from my friend Mark one day. He didn't say anything about reading Walking Dead. He put the put up there, Robert Kirkman, you disgust me. That's all he did. I'm like, oh, shit, the new Walking Dead must have come out. And sure enough, it did.
You know that happens to me every week on Facebook? Or not every week, but every time an issue of Walking Dead comes out. My friend Brennan loves the comic. He reads it, every time it comes out. And I always know when a new issue is out because I go on Facebook. It never fails. Brennan will always let me know I go on Facebook. And I always see Brennan on Facebook. Jesus, Kirkman, or what the fuck, man?
Oh, shit. Oh, exactly. You can't. That happened with 20 fucking Claude. I mean, if you're watching the show he's watching, you better watch out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's like, we joke about spoiling people. He actually really does it.
He's in the business of it.
He loves it. And on 24, and again, since I'm not anti-spoiler so much, but 2 weeks in a row, that cocksucker, he'll put some shit like terrorist goes splat. I'm like,
yeah.
You fuckhead. And so I'm watching it going, sure enough, Jack Bauer takes this bitch horrible evil monstrosity of a terrorist who's been doing all this horrible shit, cuffs her, and then throws her out a fucking window. Murder.
Sweet.
Her. I'm going, oh, he does it all the time. He fucking, he is truly
cool. Awesome.
And it was like, well, but the thing is, because of that thing I saw with this idiot writing Terrors Goes Splat, it was, I knew it. A mile away, I'm like,
see, that's why I stopped, I've limited my comments on The Walking Dead anymore. I usually wait a couple of days before I'll say anything anymore. Because I will be very, very careful not to spoil anything. I'm very careful about that. But then a couple of times I had somebody comment in there and give the spoiler away. I'm like, oh shit, and I had to delete it. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh god damn it!
I just don't do it. But
it's kind of a buzzkill if you do it because I mean like if I had gone on the night Herschel got killed on The Walking Dead, so, oh my God, they just killed Herschel. I deserve every shitstorm that's thrown at me.
Oh yeah,
I deserve it.
Yeah,
I deserve it.
Because nobody watches things at the same time anymore.
No, not in this day and age.
No,
not in this day and age, you can watch at your convenience now.
Yeah. You can. I mean, it's the other way around now. That's a little.
At the same time, I really get pissed off. And Matt and I have talked about this. I really get pissed off at somebody who says The Walking Dead is my absolute favorite show. I look forward to this show. I love this show more than life itself. And then they wait 4 fucking days to watch it, and then bitch because something got spoiled. I'm like, dude, really? If it's your favorite damn show, you didn't have an hour to watch this thing in four days.
Yeah, but it's never like, oh, well, I was so busy. I was on Facebook posting kitty pictures. You know, like, come on.
Yeah, they were on Facebook.
Watch the damn thing.
That's not busy. That's not busy. That's
I see people on Facebook on Facebook while The Walking Dead is on. And I'm like, I know you watch The Walking Dead, so what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's waiting so they can fast forward to the commercials after that, though, probably.
Sure.
You
my wife is that's her modus operandi. She never watches anything live.
Do you?
She records everything. Do I? Yeah, I don't like to anymore.
Yeah.
Now that I have that touch of God to fast forward through the commercials.
Right.
And I won't. Sometimes I won't go so far as to record it and watch it later. But sometimes I'll let it run about 10 minutes in, and then start.
Use the
detail. That'll give me a little window. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a way to do it. But I'll wait. But see, spoilers don't bother me that much.
Take off.
Yeah.
Look, most people they do. I totally understand.
Because here's the thing. If I had seen Herschel's death coming, let's say I knew it was going to happen,
yeah,
the shock is gone.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. I knew that was going to happen. But like Matt was telling me that he knows people who deliberately search out spoilers for The Walking Dead because they can't take the stress.
Yeah, a lot of people don't care. They will watch. They look for spoilers online.
But this is because they can't handle the stress of watching the episode. They say it's too stressful.
It's not the only show that happens to, though. So they really, they just don't want to be shocked.
Yeah, they can't handle it. It's
a lot of them do it because, like, you know, character deaths. They're like, I want to find out if, you know, such and such dies, so I don't have to worry about them, you know, for the hour that I'm watching.
Because you're so invested in these characters,
right?
You do worry about them. And I've often said that this show stresses me out.
It is stressful.
It gives me anxiety because I know these evil fuckers will bump somebody off at any given time, and it may not even be the end of the episode. Which is typical. You know, usually in a show, somebody gets it in the last scene. No, they'll bump some fucker off in the first 10 minutes.
Let me tell you something. You were seeing the Robert Kirkman motif.
Yeah.
Because he did it with the Walking Dead comic, and he did it with a comic called Invincible, which was great for like 60, 70 issues. I loved Invincible. And it was like Walking Dead. When Walking Dead and Invincible came out, that was an amazing week. And every issue, again, it's not just like, oh, that was a good issue. But especially with Walking Dead, by the way. It was never like, oh, that was interesting, and that was cool. Or, hey, did you read that? That was good. It was, again, I think I've told you guys this before. We'd fight over who got to read it first, and whoever did, like me and my son, when one of us would get done, we'd walk into the other room and go, hold it up and say, holy fucking shit. Every time. Like, oh, like, if he would do it to me, I would do it to him. He'd come in and say, holy shit, you got to read. I can't even talk right now. This is fucked up. Here, read it. Oh, great. Really? So I see the show is the same way because it's the same dickhead doing it. He's varying things up because he's even said he doesn't want to make it exactly like the comic because I guess that wouldn't be any fun for him.
Right.
He did it with Invincible, too. He's a shot meister for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Invincible, and this is kind of worse because Invincible, basically it's a superhero comic. He's basically pretty much a kid version of Superman. It's got the Walking Dead sensibility to it in the sense that he will do fucked up. This motherfucker will murder bastards, and he will kill characters left and right. And Invincible will do all kind of really fucked up shit that will make you go, "Holy God, this is disturbing." And, but good, it was really good for a long time.
Yeah.
And so
the show gives me anxiety, and it's like I've told you this before. When Matt had stopped watching for a while, he would, like, I'd go three episodes and never see Matt, and then all of a sudden he'd come in, he'd sit down and start watching. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Why are you in here? He's like, nothing. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You just want to see my face. I know what this is.
That's the greatest thing ever.
I just want to watch. I'm like, bullshit.
I took perverse pleasure in it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but it was literally like, why are you here? What are you doing in here?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing in my ass.
You just want to watch the pain. Watch him scare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because I know, like, I know who his favorite characters are, right? Because, like, I know, or maybe not necessarily his favorite character, but I know he loves Herschel. And I know Herschel is probably, that's not his favorite character, it's one of his favorites. So, like, I know he loves Herschel. I know Herschel's dying in this episode. Let's watch the madness unfold.
How did they kill Herschel on the show?
They replaced he was substituted Tyrese.
Oh, he was a substitute for Tyrese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's Tyrese, basically.
Yeah.
Did they kill him the same fucked up way?
It was very
he
brutal.
Did, yeah, yeah.
The same way they did Tyrese? That
absolutely.
Almost made me leave the comic. That was like in the 30s or 40s of the issues, and I almost left the comic.
It was pretty much verbatim from the comics.
You mean he was beheaded by the governor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. But he was
brutally.
But not Tyrese.
Oh, yeah.
It was
Herschel, yeah.
Jesus.
And it was brutal, too. It's like it wasn't like a clean decapitation.
Right. Well, was it as stupid like in the comic? Because in the comic, we're like, wait a minute. They're all just standing there. They watched him do it. They could have stopped him. Andrea could have stopped him and didn't.
See, Andrea wasn't even there.
Okay. Because they could have, they all stood there and watched him in the comic. And they could have done something about it.
No, it wasn't really played out that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's not spoiling you because that's something that's already done on the show. So you know.
Right.
So he's
right.
not going to. Now, what about Dale? Is he still around?
He's dead. Gone. I was dead.
How'd they kill him?
He was disemboweled
nothing
by
like
a walker.
Okay, nothing like the comic guy.
No.
Holy shit. That was another one I'm like, you fuckers. Actually, the way they did it in the comic was pretty brutal. You know all this. You know how they did them in the comic then, Matt, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure somebody will get it.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm a little familiar with some things. Like, I know that Sophia is still alive in the comic.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, she's dead in the show.
It's Carl.
Carol is dead in the comics, but
right.
she's still alive in the show.
Characters... Carol and Sophia.
What about Carl?
Carl is still around.
Oh,
yep.
I don't understand how Carl can be alive.
What do you mean?
Why is that?
Never mind.
I know what he's talking about. I know that with being shot in the head.
That was one of the very. I'm like, I can't take this anymore. Fuck.
Yeah, that's not happened in the show.
Okay. Well, not yet. So.
Not yet.
Well, I don't know if they do that on a TV show, you think? I mean, that was fucking disgusting. It's like, holy shit. Right in the head. But I thought he was dead. We all thought, oh, God. He's got to be dead. But he survived. Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid to ask about any characters that might be alive because it might be spoilery by default, so I won't do it. But see, you see how shit like that, I don't mind spoilers that much. But the whole time in that episode, I'm going, terrorists go splat. Somehow a terrorist is going to get thrown, going to fall out of a window.
Right.
Something. And then when Jack cuffs her, and she's giving her all this villain speech because she's killed all these people, and he said, the only thing I'm going to be responsible for is your death. And he fucking cuffed her and threw her out a fucking window. I'm like, that fucker.
Awesome. That's how you deal with terrorists.
Dude, in the first season... To go undercover and try to convince a bunch of bad terrorists that he was a bad guy himself, he decapitates a child molester and throws the head at him to show what a fucking
awesome.
Badass is. That's Jack Bauer.
God.
That's Jack Bauer. When he interrogates somebody, it breaks every goddamn rule in the book. And I mean that's why I love the characters. Fucking and he hates the bad guys. He's been through some horrible shit, but.
I may have to start watching some of this.
Dude, that's good. It was a really good show the first few seasons, and then it became kind of a caricature. Now it's good again, but
yeah.
It's the character of Jack Bauer that's great.
I really like the pilot, but I haven't seen anything after that.
It's pretty cool. I don't know if they have it on Netflix or anything like that. Probably don't.
Was last time I said.
Yeah. I'm very spoiler free on that show. I know nothing, so I may start watching.
It's really cool early on, but again, they. It's sort of like Walking Dead in the sense that they love to kill people and they love to torture their main character.
See, I don't know how much danger I am in comic to TV show spoilers with The Walking Dead because the TV show has so many wild cards. There's characters that don't exist in the comic.
Yeah.
There's just so many wild cards there.
Yeah, but if someone were to say, like, hey, is so and so character dead yet on Walking Dead the TV show like he or she is in the comic? Then you're gonna go no. I mean they're gonna be dead.
Yeah, because like a lot of times like they're following on the same path, like they're following sort of on the same way, but they're taking like detours to get there. So it's like even though this character survived, they may get it later on. They may exchange it for another death. You know.
But there was one.
Here's the thing. When you've got wild cards like Daryl. Daryl is not in the comics, so his fate is.
He's going to be there forever. The girlies love him too much.
Oh yeah.
we've talked about that. Yeah, we've talked
he's
about that.
He's immune, and by the way, Kirkman probably doesn't like him being immune because he likes to be able to kill. He once said of the comic, he said, "There's only one motherfucker who's safe, and that's Rick." and everyone else can die, and everyone else will die at some point, but it's Rick. He's going to be the constant. And he even, of course, he regretted cutting his hand off in the comic.
He said that will never happen in the TV show because it was a stupid idea.
It was stupid.
Yeah, he admits it. He's like, that was so dumb. He's like, I cut his hand off, and I'm like, okay, now what?
Yeah, it was so acid. What about Lori? What about Lori?
Lori's dead.
How'd they do that?
Completely different from the comic. Mm-hmm. I do know how Lori died in the comic, and it has nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing.
Let's see if I can ask this without spoiling. Is anything to do with the toy phone?
Yes.
Yeah, they already covered that.
That was another thing in the comic. Like, that's pissing me off.
They did it sort of out of order, though.
Really? He talked to her on the toy phone, though? That was just asinine.
It was actually a real phone.
Oh,
yeah,
really? But he was just sending a talk to her. He actually talked to her on a toy phone or some shit.
Yeah.
He'd have conversations with her.
In the TV show, he talked to Lori and Shane and...
Shane on the phone?
Shane was on the phone. Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
See, in the comic, they dump Shane pretty quick.
Yeah. He goes a lot longer in the TV show. He makes it to the next to the last episode of season two. They didn't wait till the season finale to kill him.
Wow. Wow.
That must suck, right?
Yeah. Is Michonne still on there, though? She's going to be on there forever, probably, huh?
She actually came in, what?
Late. Yeah, early. Late.
Three.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked her in the comics.
That's another one that seems probably safe on the TV show.
Yes, probably. See, that's the thing. A TV show has certain things it's going to be held to that a comic won't. I mean, I think, maybe not, but it seems like it.
And, of course, you also have to worry about the actor just saying, I'm done.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Norman Reedus is going to be doing cons for the rest of his life. He could leave now, probably.
Yeah, they'll just go into panic mode, but they probably wouldn't kill him. They'd probably just, you know.
I don't know where he gets time to act. He's
send him away or something.
It must not take long to make that show because he's on every damn, con, every wizard con I go to.
Yeah, I think they only shoot
one. Well, they only do...
5 months or so.
Yeah, they only do 16 episodes.
Yeah, okay. He is, and the ladies love that guy. Good for him, yeah.
The guys love
that
guy.
I'd take advantage of it.
Yeah? Oh, I would too. Shit.
He's the Batman of The Walking Dead.
Yeah. He is a good character. I mean, I watched the first 5 episodes. That's all I saw. But he was pretty... At first, I was like, man, he's kind of a redneck dude, but...
Yeah,
so does he change a lot, by the way?
He has changed, yeah. That's why the character is so good, is the character has progressed ever since his first appearance.
See, there's one character I can't ask about without being scared to spoiler you. I can't. Yeah. I can't because I don't know if I think he's still on the show. But then again, if he's still on the show, I guess it doesn't matter if he died in the comic because people dying on the show won't be a surprise. Is that fair? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Glenn still on there?
Glenn is still there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're all praying for his death.
Really? You should get it then. I was already gone, but I think he died in issue 100.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
It's about that time.
We are all praying for Glenn's death.
Oh, you don't like Glenn?
I used to, but then it became a problem that a lot of shows face, that once you hook a character up with another character, well, now what?
Ah, okay.
Now what?
Then the character becomes that other character.
Exactly. And it's gotten to the point to where this no show is perfect. Every show has its flaws.
Right.
And the end of this last season kind of pissed me off a little bit where Glenn was making... really stupid, irrational choices all because of Maggie. And
yeah.
I'm like, it's so out of character for this guy. You know, what happened to the resourceful go-to guy that we had in the first few seasons who had his own little role, you know, in this group? You know, the guy who could get in and out quick and get what you needed and seemed smart and seemed like a survivor. And now he's like, oh, Maggie, because at the end I don't know if it deviated from the comic or not, but in the TV show after the governor's last assault on the prison, they were scattered. The characters were scattered in the chaos. And they spent the last half of the season sometimes only focusing on two characters per episode. And it was kind of neat. You know, you got to see a little more of each character.
Hmm.
And Glenn and Maggie had become separated during the prison chaos. And it was basically him trying to find Maggie. And he just made some really stupid choices to where you're like, I hope you get eaten. I hope they fucking kill you. I hope you get eaten.
If you're asking why he made those stupid choices, I think you just answered your own question. A woman.
Exactly.
A woman is
why
always
the blame. Well, some people claim there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own day. But seriously, I'm not even really blaming the woman, but how many stupid things have we all done because of the desire of a woman a woman?
More than I care
to
admit.
Here's
same
thing.
Here,
Matt,
buddy.
Matt will know what I'm talking about here. The governor's family that he adopted, that's not from the comics, right?
The governor's family? No.
Okay.
I don't
Which
think
one?
So.
Are
you
talking about?
The governor's
family?
New family.
No, that's
Oh, no, no, no.
The governor got wasted in the comic.
Yeah.
Well, he gets wasted, and he's dead in the TV show, too, but they did something completely different with the governor in the TV show.
It's very the stuff he's talking about is pretty exclusive to the show. There was a moment where after he assaulted the prison at a certain point, he went off and found this other group, and it's a lot of folks on the governor.
Oh, okay. No, that's not the comic.
They spent three episodes on the governor,
Yeah, people like that governor for some reason. That weird actor who
that governor. He's such a misunderstood fella.
Yeah, he's a nice chap.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, I used to think that guy was a crappy actor until he actually did a good job on an episode of Doctor Who.
He did.
And I was like, I used to think he was great in The Next Doctor, but I thought the guy was kind of weird. I was like, I don't know, I didn't like him until I saw him on that, because I saw him in some other movie. It was really bad. No, because it was bad because it was Basic Instinct 2, that's what it was. But of course that was bad.
Oh, he was
in
that.
He was in that. Yeah, that's right, whatever that guy's name is.
I will tell you a funny thing about the governor in the TV show. They did their first assault on the prison, and it all went to shit. Because he basically just took a bunch of civilians and tried to turn them into soldiers, and they panicked, and the first raid on the prison was unsuccessful. They were pushed back.
Yeah.
And in the TV show, he basically lost his mind and just massacred everyone. And the two people he was with basically left him alone in the middle of the night. And he wandered and wandered and came across this family that was living in this apartment building that was basically infested with walkers. They basically had to stay in their apartment. So he took this family as his own and tried to protect them. And he saw that the world was just going to shit and there was no way to protect these people, so he went back for the second raid on the prison. But during his time with this family, you actually got to like this guy. You're like, he's twisted, but, you know, he has some good intentions.
You mean the governor?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the governor became that guy that you love to hate, but you love. You like the character. You're like, I hope they keep this guy around for a while. He's a great villain. And then the funny part is once he killed Herschel, you're like, that motherfucker, he's got to die. That was the point when it turned. And when Rick attacks him, you're like, yeah, kill that motherfucker!
Jesus.
He completed his supervillain origin.
Yeah.
Well, so who's your favorite character on the show?
Me?
He likes Daryl. He swoons over Daryl.
Really? You like Daryl, huh?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I don't know if I have a favorite, but I did turn into a woman.
Over Daryl.
because of the way I don't remember what prompted it. Oh, the season finale was coming up.
Yeah.
And things were getting so out of hand and so crazy that the stress began to get to me. And I told Madison, just tell me, does Daryl make it? He's like, I'm not going to tell you. No, just tell me. That's all I need to know. That way I don't have to alleviate a little bit of my anxiety.
Because it was like a weekend in there.
I need to take the edge off, man. Just tell me.
And you wouldn't tell me.
That's all I want to know. And he goes,
Daryl does make it. It's okay. That's fine. That's all I want to know. I don't want to know anything else.
So, Matt, you don't care about the spoilers, then?
No, oddly enough, not for The Walking Dead. I don't know. I got sort of involved in the spoiler community, and I made some friends within the Walking Dead spoiler community after I stopped watching. And mm-hmm. I'm still friends with a lot of them, so we kind of talk, and we talk about what's being filmed right now. And it's actually, you know, kind of a fun community. And actually, what's hilarious is that one of my friends lives in the area where they shoot the show. And she's like, I get onto the set, or, you know, not to the set, but I, like, you know, they cordon it off, and I sort of hang out there. And she's like, I'm at the set, and they're filming, and they film this scene with Norman and somebody else, I think, and they're filming, and then suddenly they pull a tractor trailer in front of the action and basically look back at us and say, you're not allowed to see this. And they completely block off what's being shot. She's like, I felt like, you know, I was kicked out. Like, you know, they said, this is first class, you know, go back to the coach. So I'm like, that's like one of the funniest things I've ever heard, like, you know, set stories. It's a pretty fun community. I hang out with a lot of them.
Yeah, so it didn't bother you then?
No, yeah, you know, it's just The Walking Dead, really, that I do spoilers for. Every other show I kind of avoid spoilers on.
Yeah, but the messed up part is that he didn't care at that point because he stopped watching, so he read everything, and then he said, oh, shit, this actually sounds pretty good. Too bad I know everything.
Yeah. I've done it sometimes. I've spoiled myself because I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Like, I've done it with Doctor Who a little bit. I've done it
really?
With, I did it with Doctor Who last year, a couple, like, Time of the Doctor. Oh, not Time of the Doctor. Name of the Doctor. When it
Name
came out, I remember it was to be the last one. Yeah, I was like, all right, some people, the idiots that released Blu-rays for season 7.
Yeah.
And, when they, the very last episode had not yet aired. And some dumbass put them out early.
Right.
So certain people got shipped the Blu-ray set before the fucking, and you know about this, Matt, Flash, that BBC was pissed, right? Because you could watch the very last episode, if you were lucky enough to get that, a whole week before this one came out. So Stephen Moffat came out and bribed the fans, says, look, if you have this, please, I look for it online. I was going to try to find it. I couldn't. But I was seeing pictures, and he said, if you guys please just hold on to it until after it airs, we'll do something special for you.
Which, did they
and
ever do
all
that?
All they did was an interview with – they had Matt Smith and David Tennant special interview.
Oh,
thing. That was his guy calling. Yeah, I was like, really? But anyway,
thanks.
So they started coming out with fucking pictures from it and screen caps and shit, but no one would – nope. You know, I got to tell you, you got to hand it to the fans who had it. They could have easily put it online, and they didn't. They did. Believe it or not, you got to be shocked by that in a way. They did not put it in online.
You know what? In an era where things are leaked, as we've just talked about with the Flash pilot and the Constantine pilot,
right.
In an era where things are leaked constantly, I was so shocked and kind of disappointed that...
Me too. I wanted to find it and watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't get fucked the BBC. I wanted to watch it a week early.
I'm shocked you can keep any spoiler anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you can't look at Facebook, like you said.
No, you got to stay away. You got to stay away.
And that's pretty much movies, too. I mean, it's just like... Well, look, this is not new, but it's tougher now. In 2005, a year before fucking Serenity came out, and as a Firefly freak, I couldn't wait for it. These sons of bitch and ass fucks, for some reason, I don't know why they did this, they took the movie and gave screenings to fan groups, because fans helped get it made. All of us I was part of the big internet campaign when it first came out after the show got canceled. And they were showing the movie, like rough cuts of the movie all over the country. We didn't get anyone close to us, fortunately. So there were fans all over the place, and they weren't really putting a lot of the spoilers online for it. Because they, you know, because Whedon asked, he said, look, you guys come, we're giving you the screening. All we ask is you don't put it online. So it wasn't really coming out there. Of course, the internet wasn't the same as it is today. It was big, but, you know. So today it couldn't happen. But it was everyone was especially since after what he's done, the fans. So everyone was pretty much like, we're not going to say anything. And if you didn't get to see it, I'm like, you motherfuckers. You old fucks got to see it. We'll never. So the fucking novel comes out a week or two before the movie. And I'm at Dragon Con like a couple of weeks before the movie. Actually, in the novel, it came out, and we already knew what happened to Wash. And he's like, that son of a motherfucking bitch killed Wash, and we know it. and we still hadn't seen it yet. And I'm like, we had to find out through the novel because I couldn't wait. But it didn't really hit the net that much until right when the movie came out. Now, the thing is, the whole spoiler phenomenon now, when people, like, all the stuff we're talking about, man, some fuck ruined a movie for me. But we do care. We don't want to know, a lot of people, in varying degrees. I know people who, I got a motherfucker who won't talk to me because of him. During the summer, my idiot friend Carlos declares a moratorium because I fucked up, I spoiled a movie for him in the 90s. Motherfucker won't talk to me during the summer because of all these fucking movies. And he makes a big deal about it. He's still holding a grudge. So, and I can't even mention anything about it, so of course I do. Sorry, he won't talk to me for like 4 months. So, but, dude, time when the Star Wars novel, or when the novelization of a movie would come out in the 80s, a lot of times we'd buy it, or the comic adaptation, and read it. Didn't you do that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
I did it.
I stood in line for Return of the Jedi with the comic adaptation in a bag and would not read it. Because I'm like, dude, it's almost here. I can wait. I can wait another.
Yeah.
I can wait another hour.
I flipped through it, but I used to read the novelizations. You know what we did for Star Trek 3? Because we wanted to know. We didn't know how Spock was coming back. It's called The Search for Spock, so it's coming back, but we didn't know. 3 weeks before the fucking movie came out, David Gerald, who'd written a book in the 70s called The World of Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The World of Star Trek, the one he did. Well, he did a reprint of the book and added chapters covering the movies, and he put the whole story synopsis of Star Trek 3 in there.
Oh, Jesus.
And, like, we couldn't wait. We just couldn't do it. We should have. We wanted to know what happened, and so we read it. And we were, like, talking about, like, holy fuck, we know now. And it didn't bother us as much, but we used to fuck with people about it, like the weeks leading up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what happened in Trek. You want me to tell you? No, shut up. It was like we felt like we knew something. And that was, you know, but Flash novels and comic adaptations always came out before movies. I guess they still do.
And official movie magazines.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, look. Was it Claude said that Claude's favorite, one of his favorite stories, said he was at Return of the Jedi in line too. And by the way, so was I. But I wasn't. I think it was in a different line. There was some. We're all waiting outside, and this fucking guy is reading from the storybook from Return of the Jedi to his kids out loud in line.
Oh.
And some dude said, "Hey, would you? Hey, dude, could you mind? Some of us want to watch the movie."
Oh, what a dick move!
What an idiot! He was clueless.
Yeah.
I read another story. Look, when Empire came out, I got the comic adaptation and just flipped through it but didn't read it. And so I didn't spoiler myself on that. But I heard a story about a guy wrote a letter to Starlog and said, we were catching a later feature of Empire Strikes Back on the first day. We walked out, and some guy blurted out, "I can't believe Darth Vader is Luke's father."
Oh.
He was like, "Have you ever seen a grown man cry?"
Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father? What?
You didn't know that? Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, what, are you kidding me?
have you guys ever seen that video on YouTube where this guy, I probably told you about this before, I don't know, his kids must have been like 4, 5, 6 years old, maybe like 6, 7 years old. They had never seen it, so he didn't tell them, and he showed them Empire, he showed them Star Wars and Empire, and he videotaped their reaction.
I have seen that. Yeah.
That's priceless. I don't know about you, Flash, but I about hit the floor when it happened.
Oh God. I mean, yeah. We all know it. We all know the story now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the time, like, the next generation of fans see the movie, they already know it. They know it in one form or another, even if they haven't seen the movie, because it's such an iconic thing. Oh yeah, it was devastating.
Yeah, well,
it was
devastating walking out of the Empire Strikes Back.
You were like, what the hell just happened?
I was in denial. I was like,
what just happened?
I said, he's lying. I thought he was lying at first.
You were numb. You were numb when you walked out of there.
What the fuck? He's making it up. It can't be true.
I mean, right after, I mean, Christ, you just saw Luke Skywalker get his hand cut off. That was enough. And then you have that on top of it. And then,
contrast that, because that was a good shock, even though it's disturbing.
Yeah.
Contrast that with the idiocy of their sister, brother and sister in Jedi. Ugh.
Yeah. George.
Oh.
George.
By the way, you know, the him being the father, that wasn't George. That wasn't George. That was mostly Irvin Kershner and I think Lawrence Kasdan or somebody. And then George said, okay.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Empire is my all-time favorite movie, so I know I'm prejudiced, but it's great in spite of Lucas, not because of him.
Yeah, he doesn't have his hands all over it.
No, because he wasn't even there. In fact, he was pissed off about it.
Yeah.
He thought he had his movie taken away from him.
Well, now he took his little dolly and went home, and so did Disney, so. So does Dolly to Disney.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, spoilers. I mean, I'm amazed that anybody keeps it. I mean, if Empire was coming out today, there's...
No, what? Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Okay. Could you imagine if Empire Strikes Back were coming out today?
Yeah.
It would be
all over the
fucking
place.
Internet.
It would be all over the
place. All over. All
over. The most recent shock I can think of that somehow, miraculously was kept under wraps was the season 4 finale of Dexter. Somehow kept that quiet. I don't know how, but they somehow kept that quiet. That's the only one I can think of recently that worked.
Wow. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that might be no, I didn't see that one, but I'm trying to think. That's one I heard about. Listen, I know Matt really thought that was the greatest show ever made, that last episode. Not.
I've
never heard you go on about Dexter. I know you love it.
Oh, my fucking God. The fucking series finale of Dexter is like... It's one of the worst pieces of shit I have ever seen in my entire life. And I've seen lots of pieces of shit. And this fucking Dexter finale is easily like one of the top 5 worst damn things I've ever seen in my life. Because you've set up this whole thing throughout this whole eight seasons of, oh, is Dexter going to get caught? Is he going to get killed? Is he going to run away? Is he going to be a fugitive? Oh, what do you think's going to happen? No, he drives into a hurricane and becomes a fucking lumberjack because of reasons. Who the fuck knows? Jesus.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Because I tried to tell this to people who don't watch Dexter, and they're like, I don't want to watch. I'm not watching. So what happened? Why do you hate it so much? And I'm like, basically, this is what happens. He kills Charlotte Rampling. Then he drives into he drowns his sister, and then he drives into a hurricane, and then he becomes a lumberjack. I don't know how
why
it happens. It just happens.
Why
yeah.
What? Kill the sister?
Well, kill...
It's a mercy killing.
It's a mercy killing, yeah.
Okay. What?
But
that's been shot.
In reality,
before.
If you want to enjoy Dexter, there are only 4 seasons of Dexter.
So yeah, there's no season 4. There's no other seasons.
So this was a 5th?
Oh, this was the
8th.
Eight?
Yeah.
There were that many?
Yeah.
Shit. Major shark jump, huh?
But if
if Dexter didn't jump the shark, Dexter murdered the shark.
Wow. It raped the shark.
Yeah, you watch 4 seasons of Dexter.
And then it's done.
And if you want to see some really twisted, inventive kills, you watch season 5. And then you quit.
Wow, sounds like Supernatural.
It's 5. Five was the religious season, right?
I thought it was 6.
It is six. It is six.
Religious?
Oh, five is lumen. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, yeah, it has this heavy religious overtone to it of archangels, things like that. But I mean, not literally like supernatural, but
right.
But
oh, I gotcha.
But then you have to turn it off before the final scene if you really want to enjoy Dexter. So you have to turn it off before the very last scene because that's where the wheels come off.
Seems like they're almost every show seems to be like that. That lasts any length of time, even really good ones that you like. You almost never hear, let's say a show that lasted 8-9 years or whatever.
Yeah.
You rarely hear someone go, man, that was great all the way through.
Yeah.
Never hear it. Maybe some things don't need to go on too long.
In an ideal world, that would be great.
I loved Buffy, and again, I after like middle through the sixth season, I was aggravated with it. In the seventh season, I fucking hated. I'm going to watch it again and see if I hate it as much. But an Angel had all kind of problems. The fourth season was horrible. Then the fifth season got kind of good. Then they just canceled it unceremoniously. So I don't know. I'm not so sure shows are really meant to go that long. I mean, you know, Doctor Who seems the only one immune, and it has seasons that I don't like as much either. But it seems to always bounce back for the most part. I'm not so sure shows are meant to go too damn long.
I think 5 years is an ideal run.
Yeah.
That's why Breaking Bad is so renowned, because it ran five seasons, it went out on its own terms, and it was like, there you go.
Yeah. Well, look, he planned Supernatural to be 5 years, and the network wouldn't let it die.
Yeah, we saw how that turned out.
Yeah, and Babylon 5 was a great show that was supposed to go 5 years. The guy got told he was losing it after the fourth, so he did all kind of hurried up stuff for four. They kind of didn't wrap enough up. It was kind of told to hurry it up. He wanted to finish his story, even though it was a 5-year plan. And then they gave him a fifth season, and it was all pretty much like, oh, now you tell me. I don't know. I don't understand. Was it, you know, Star Trek The Next Generation went 7 years? I never really got into it, but the last couple of years. A lot of people think that show took a while to get going, though.
It took a while to get going?
I never really thought it got going.
Did it ever get going?
Some people love it. What can I tell you? I don't really
know. I know.
Look, they love Deep Space Nine. I got friends of mine who swear by it. I don't know if you've ever watched it. To Boldly State Where No One Has Stayed Before. I got friends.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a good one. I never heard that one before.
I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it again because it started out real.
No, you don't.
It just all that war soap opera, space opera, war crap worked for. It was good for Babylon 5. That's kind of what it was supposed to be. Star Trek's not really supposed to be about that. But then again, I'm a weirdo. I liked Enterprise. No one else did. So we probably all have something that we go, I like that, but I'm ashamed to because everyone tells me it's bad. I don't know why I do. I can't help it. And you guys got anything like that?
I like Enterprise.
I liked it, and I liked the characters. I think it was a dumb idea to do a prequel, but I enjoyed it.
I like Enterprise, but it's deeply flawed.
Very flawed.
It's very flawed. I'm just not a fan of story arcs in Star Trek.
And Enterprise didn't have that many at first until the Zim season.
Right, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, can we end this already? My God.
Those
this is going nowhere.
I didn't even mind the 9/11 parallel at the beginning of it. That first one was really good when the Cindy attacked. And I was like, that's pretty powerful. They're pretty handling, and it's a pretty good soft blatant parallel.
Yeah.
And then they just kept going.
They kept going.
A whole
going.
Season of a war. Now, individual stories were good, but the war crap, I'm like, oh. Right.
Yeah, I just don't think Star Trek is built for story arcs.
No, it's not.
It's just not built for story arcs. And anytime you start running a story arc, it collapses on itself.
It's like it's better as short stories.
It's better as short little stories. And then Enterprise, I remember they said, ooh, we're about to go into the expanse where the laws of physics don't apply and anything can happen. And nothing happened. It was like, oh, did you see that bubble go across the console over there?
Yeah.
Wasn't that freaky?
Oh,
I'm like, that's
shit.
It. We got a bubble going across the console. We're shorting out some stuff and some zombie Vulcans.
Yep. Oh, my God. But from the second season, they had a couple. Actually, again, before they were getting in the – I loved the one, First Flight, where they showed how they first discovered the warp drive and stuff. Good
but
stuff like that.
I will never forgive Enterprise for losing their balls and bringing the Borg in. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Guys, come on. Can we just leave the Next Generation behind us, please?
That was terrible. That was absolutely, I hated that one. So, Matt, did you ever watch Enterprise or no?
I did. I liked it a lot. I was a big fan of it. It was kind of bummed when it got canceled. I really liked it.
It feels good to have someone like, because you get, I mean, it's the redheaded stepchild of Star Trek. It gets
brutalized.
Yeah. And I'm like, I understand the flaws, but you know what? I liked Archer from get-go because he actually had a pair, and he was out there making all the mistakes. There was no rule book for him. There was no guidebook.
Yeah.
Like, look, get out there. What am I supposed to do out here?
I just don't think they capitalized on their original intent enough.
No, they didn't.
They got sidetracked by this Zindi nonsense and
you talk about the worst episode of – last episode of something ever. I haven't seen the Dexter one, but the last episode of Enterprise might be the worst fucking thing I've ever seen.
And a slap in the face. That cast is still pissed about that.
The fact that
really are.
Their series finale was basically them guest starring in a Next Generation episode, yeah, I'd say they are.
Oh, my God. Look, they were – I went to a con a couple years after it, like a year or two after it, and Connor Trinneer – Trip was always my favorite character. I like Trip.
Yeah.
And he was – they were asking him about it. He was trying to be nice and diplomatic.
Mm-hmm.
But he was – and he said, you know, it's kind of very awkward on the set, and, you know, Jonathan Frakes and Marina Sirtis were really nice, but they really didn't feel like they belonged there, and they felt like they were – they were not comfortable with it. They didn't like it at all. And they said no one liked it. We hated it. No one even went to the fucking rap party for the series.
Yeah.
Before it aired, Jolene Blaylock was on George Norrie, of all people, the Coast to Coast, whatever, AM.
Yeah.
And she was saying she hated it. She said, the last episode is horrible, and I hate it. She wasn't the only one. They all hated it.
They were all pissed about it.
Oh, awful.
I mean, it's basically saying we don't trust you guys to send this show off, so, you know, we'll bring in, you know, some Next Generation stuff.
Oh, and then they killed Trip.
Yeah, which was so pointless and so dumb.
I mean, I guess you could say the scene at the end with all the different Enterprises was kind of nice.
Yeah, that was about it. That's about all you can say. That's about all you can say. But yeah, I liked it. It was flawed, but I liked it. Some episodes were a little too talky for my taste, and I'll never forgive them for the Klingon bullshit with the explaining why some have ridges and some don't. I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Nobody is asking you to explain this. Why do you feel the need to explain this? We know what the explanation is. The explanation is when Star Trek the Motion Picture came out, they had a lot of money.
That's true.
That's what Roddenberry said. We had a lot of money, so we wanted to do something new with the Klingons. And they were the only ones obsessed with it. The fans were just like, okay, you know, it is what it is, you know, whatever.
You feel
the need to do this stupid episode that everybody hates to explain something that we didn't really want to explain. Which, by the way, if you had stopped shooting yourself in the foot over the years over there at Star Trek, it wouldn't have caused such confusion. When you did Deep Space Nine, you brought back three Klingons from the original series, and suddenly they had ridges on their foreheads. You're like, why are you doing that? You're just creating part. You're creating the problem. And not to mention your Andorians are wrong. You know, the antennas are supposed to be in the back, not the front, but we're not looking for an explanation for that.
But I did love Shran.
Yeah.
You know, if they would have done the fifth season that we got cheated out of, Shran was going to be a regular.
Yeah.
Damn them. It's about to run out. I think the thing's about to run out, Matthew.
It is.
You still there?
Yep.
Well, it's about, man, dude, I have had such a great time just shooting your shit, my fellows and friends. It has been fantastic. Thank you, everyone out there listening on the archives. I hope you love hearing us talk about just whatever pops into our fertile imaginations. Flasher, Matt, enjoyed it, man. I cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate you being here tonight.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
We love it. Are you kidding? Yeah, it's great.
It was an honor.
We love
it. It's always an honor.